Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Hey gamers, welcome back to the Rusak Gamer Podcast. Tonight is Chapter 10 and we finish another maneuver in record time. Well, at least for us. By popular demand, we now have bleeps, and Jeff is sure to test my sanity on this issue. Don't forget to follow our game at Obsidian Portal, and please take a moment to make us one of your favorites. Email me at roy@rusakgamers.com. You can join us or start a conversation of your own in our Rusak Gamers Forum on the RPG Crosstalk forums. You can call us on the SAC line at 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. All these links are on our webpage at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show, guys.
We need to be.
God, we should have been recording this for the past 20 minutes, because that was gold.
Well, I wouldn't call it gold.
It was gold, baby.
Well, it was golden.
Ooh, that's good.
Which one are you drinking?
Sunset. Which one you want?
Is it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It'd be better if it was like, you know, 90 degrees out and I just finished mowing the lawn.
Yep.
Great.
Are we on?
We are on.
Awesome.
This is May 18th, Chapter 10, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Game 8, Chapter 10.
Game 8, Chapter 10. Very good. Where did we end last week?
I don't know.
All I remember was a lot of talking.
No, we are arguing back and forth about
whether or not it should be a duel of wits.
And what? No, but yeah, but what was it? And you were wrong. But, so there.
No,
I was trying to figure out.
But you were wrong.
What the role was? I was trying to figure out what you were rolling on. But I burned up my conflict scene. I know that.
Your building scene.
My building scene, and it was. The Derricon. I contacted the Derricon to have them shut down, get the people out.
That's right.
That's what we need to do. I was thinking about it today. We need to, and we're starting to do it today, coincidentally. We need to sum up. We need a summary. Last week, this happened, like a few short things, because we haven't done that.
Dude, I got it.
And it, okay, so Joe's going to sum up.
Joe's going to sum up.
All right.
On Harbinger's Rock.
So, I finished my building scene last week where I wanted to get the bodyguards from the Red Mountain, which I did, and it was not a good one, but it's. I did hire Samson Jones.
That's right.
I wanted to contact the Philosopher's Guild for legal representation to push law on behalf of the workers, which I believe we did.
Yeah, we did. We have a high-paid lawyer who I think in all fairness...
Hiram
something. Who I think in all fairness should be our lawyer just for this. I mean, it's not somebody we can necessarily call on unless we want to pay him more money.
Right, but didn't we...
I know of where I speak.
It was a massive dice roll, and we all told him.
Yeah, so we have hired him specifically to advocate the rights of the Kern with regard to their claim to Harbinger.
Yes, and the first part of that building scene, which happened the week before last, actually, was when we discovered the law of population expansion and ownership of industrial colonies.
Nice.
Okay.
He was an 14.
Was he 14?
Yeah, because he was the same wages as a Lord Steward. That's the way.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, Gaius had a color scene with Cody at the orphanage. Tells him his birthday, gets to move into the barracks. Guy scratches off Eloise from the birthday party list because she's creepy. Done.
Creepy. Yeah.
No, Eloise is the one
that's gone. She's gone.
Creepy girl took Eloise.
Right. And then Gaius went on to have an interstitial with Vox where he apologized for screwing up the training. Asked Vox to back the Hammer Lord. We went and got Talos out of jail to go see Avon. Gaius had three conditions. Pay back the money, / give back the ore, 500 hours of community service, and research Vox's opponent and dig up some dirt for the election. That was what he was asking of Talos. Jason had a color scene. Set up his hacking command center in the orphanage.
Which
is totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, Duke Frost had a color scene.
Actually, it was Ookla.
Yeah,
Ookla. Exchanging thoughts with Ookla.
Mm-hmm.
And Ookla keeps peeking in the nursery.
Ookla has also become a fixture in the nursery. And that may change now since... I've taken my ball and gone home. I've taken my Ookla and gone home.
Give me my Mookadees. You can find a new best friend, bud.
So then there was an interstitial that the GM held with Frost, Vox, and Gaius. And it was the whole Nicholas is out of here.
Oh.
Ordeal.
I thought we did that week.
No,
I guess we did.
That's where we ended up.
Yeah, that's where you got in your debate of whether you went back on your word or back on a conversation list.
Oh, okay. It is. It isn't. It is. It isn't. Roy, you're wrong. Okay.
And then the last thing that we did was Frost had a building scene in which he
nothing new.
In which he established the Darkon maintained life support systems on the planet and the Prime Core Station. He tells the Secretary of State, I guess, Darkon.
It's a radish.
They were sending three ships to pick you up and take you off world.
They were sending ships.
That's right, because you had the role with the Secretary of State.
Right, where I was saying they're abusing Darkon.
That's right.
Here, we need to get our people out now, and we need to, you know.
Yeah, you did the persuasion. That's right.
And that was last week.
Okay.
Last time on Harbinger's Rock.
All right, as an aside, for a moment, since we're being reported, I know that Jeff has responded, Doug has responded, I've responded, and I know Roy has responded to the forums, correct?
Yeah.
Jason has not,
and Joe actually started his own thread.
Mm-hmm. Which was really
good.
Okay.
With regard to why roleplay?
I don't know. I'll look at that. I haven't had a chance to look at that yet.
Yeah,
you know what? When I was reading it, the Vox voice came through.
The Vox voice. When one was to roleplay? One
was. I was reading that, and I was like, damn, I can't get the voice out of my head.
Dude, I think of that voice, I think, sometimes. I wonder what Vox is going to do tonight. And then I start thinking, like...
That's what we need. We'll take them to Gen Con. We need to do little red, little bands, little WWVD.
Who wants venereal disease?
You wonder why no one will talk to us.
Hi, you.
I don't think so. How about WWVJD?
Boss Jenkins.
I know what the Jenkins.
Victory Japan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Victory. Yeah. I like the VD.
Isolating that and using it a lot.
We like it, VD. We love you long time.
All right. I'm not dominating the conversation. Any emails or voicemails?
No voicemails, no emails.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy with the response on the forums, at least.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah.
How many unique downloads are we up to?
Still, I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, we are delighted in having any response. And
and now you can listen to our, as you listen to us talking about the podcast and not actually gaming. Thanks for joining.
It's going to be a short episode tonight.
who's left, by the way? Who's left?
Who's left?
I got a building scene.
Okay, we've got a building scene. We haven't had a conflict
yet. We haven't had a conflict.
This maneuver is take action. So.
I know. Well, I took action, man. Yeah. I took the bull by the horns. And
I've got a building interstitial.
I've got building scene I can do.
Mr. Critical.
Okay.
Over there,
so who wants to go first? Considering where we are,
I'll go.
The Duke's situation is now known. Excuse me. Throughout the station and throughout the planet. And it is known that there are ships coming. Come and get you.
Dun 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 dun.
So now, who wants to... Doug, you want to go first?
I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
So, Vox and I are walking out of...
I'm sorry, what kind of scene is it?
Building.
Okay.
Actually, well...
So Vox and I are walking out of what is now, what's his name's office? Who's the new guy?
Oh, Philip Lawson?
Lawson. We're walking out of Lawson's office.
Okay.
And I say...
So this is all concurrent with me going back and...
Yes. You just walked off.
Crying.
Yes. Okay. So I turn to Ambassador Vox, Jenkins. Ambassador Jenkins, I have some ideas on how to kickstart your campaign.
Well, let's go in my quarters and have a discussion.
Well, actually, I think we should go to the copy center. Let's go down to the copy center.
Let's do that, then.
Okay, we go down to the copy center, find an art geek tech, and we draw up some campaign posters to go with our buttons.
Well, does that make me look fat? I like this one. This one makes me look established.
Awesome. So I'll get about 200 copies of each, so 600 posters made.
Well, the building, does he have to roll anything?
Not for that.
Resource?
Is that really an interstitial?
No, he said it's a building scene.
It's not. Well, I was expecting it to be a resource role.
It's a poster scene that's leading into
making up posters.
600 posters.
You can make one if you want. If you're,
I want to avoid any allegations of illegal campaign contributions or misappropriation of funds. So I'm happy to roll resources.
And just make sure you fill out the forms at the end of the.
I'll help him.
The quarter
box pack
to the finance committee.
Yeah, the bureaucracy.
You just have to roll resources.
I say it's an ob one.
Okay. You want a routine test?
Yeah.
Just for quick references, didn't they kick out? Nicholas out of the thing.
He's no longer in that position.
But wasn't Nicholas supporting the major roller against Vox?
Ooh, you got it.
One, two,
the other opponent.
Four.
It's a hell of a color scene you see.
No, I mean they weren't necessarily supporting him at that
it's
point.
A color copy you're seeing.
He was hacked off that he was getting out of his position.
No. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Is there still going to be an election due to the fact that the guy opponent four against Vox was being supplied by Nicholas originally?
We've never established that connection.
Okay.
Which guy?
The opponent. The guy who's being...
Oh.
And we don't know that he's necessarily being...
Vox.
That's not right.
As far as we know, he is actually just representing the Kern, mm-hmm. who are more militant than Vox.
Right.
He's not a figurehead. I mean, they may fund his campaign or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, see, what it is, the opponent to Vox, who has not been introduced or anything like that, but that opponent has, like Jeff said, a militant side to his, I want to get along with everybody, and even though he has passed military, he doesn't necessarily want to pick up the sword and go after everybody. At least that's my interpretation of it.
I would like to stress in our campaign materials the Valen threat. Photographs. I mean, I want to do the George W. I want to scare them into voting for me.
And here, at this point...
You better vote Vox.
I just want to... we're still connected.
George W.
But at this point, I am so... I mean, I'm just...
Assisting?
Nice. Actually, I was going to say...
Caligula-like?
No, I was going to say that, but I wouldn't go with the traits I've got. No, go ahead.
So, I got
I'm
four
still
successes.
In connection with him, so I sort of see this.
Can I take some of the extra successes and give it to the tech to get all the digital copies and his silence on who did what? Offer him some money, be quiet about this.
As far as what, making up the material?
No, I paid for the material.
Right.
I want the digital copies, and I want him to forget he made them for us.
They should have all done that in one roll. We could have all done that in one roll.
Yeah.
Well, here's.
So I don't want to make it another roll.
Well, I guess
your success.
Here, let me ask you this. What do you want at the end?
Campaign posters. And him to be quiet about it.
Okay.
How many successes?
It's an increase
four.
On the odd.
Yeah, I got four successes. That's what I'm saying. Then, I got one to make the posters. I got three extra ones.
Then that's no problem.
Extra ones that I can shut up
he,
about
he gives you his silence and everything that you want.
Okay. I give the campaign posters to Vox.
Yeah, don't kill yourself on your rolls.
I did three.
Okay. Let me see.
Those
you're
going to post on the video yes. podcast because it doesn't exist.
Very nice.
Doug Ooh. Actually made posters.
Real campaign posters.
Dude. Doug, send them to me. We'll put them on the
site. These have got
nice.
On the floor. These are
oh, and these are like on hard... These are like
cardstock, man.
Yeah. Photo paper. Hang on. Y'all hear that? That's the sound of role playing, baby.
Right.
That's how we do it.
Mad Photoshop skills.
Oh, I love these. That is beautiful.
Isn't that one's nice.
Re-elect Vox Jenkins. He wants peace. I love that.
That looks like something out of the 40s.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, like Captain America's shield.
It's a Captain America poster. I went on the web and searched for 40s style campaign propaganda posters. And just
sweet.
Copyrighted Disney and Marvel Comics Limited.
Probably going to meet your new coworkers. This is awesome, Doug. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So I give you the posters. There is a pilot at your disposal.
It's worth at least a fate.
In the hangar. You can take the posters to him, and he will ferry them down to your men on the planet to distribute them.
All right.
And I leave him with the posters, and I head back to Lawson's office.
Will these be posted on Obsidian Portal?
Yes. I put the campaign button on Obsidian Portal. I'll post it on there.
Yeah, the campaign button is on Obsidian Portal. So for those listening to this, we hate to bounce you around the internet there, but you have to go surf to Obsidian Portal for Harbinger's Rock, and these posters should be on there by the time this drops.
Before the time this drops.
So one is Doctor Who Daleks. The other one is
Don't spoil it. Sci-fi.
Don't spoil it. The other one is Battlestar Galactica.
Daleks.
So that would have been a nice. That would have been a nice game we could have played with our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the first guy would have gone
name where we got these posters, and you could win a T-shirt with them on there or something.
Mm-hmm. Of course, call out.
Yeah, free call out. Yay for you. Yay, you're so smart.
You're one of three.
Our three listeners.
Six. That's sick. By the way, it is
WWW.com/Rams at Vox Jenkins recorded voicemail. Yeah.
There for his
I'm not able to come to the phone right now. I'm too busy running for re-election.
Would you, are you finished with your building soon?
No. And I head back to see Lawson.
All right.
You have a 16 2/3% chance of being on the internet. On the podcast, sorry.
So,
yeah.
I go see Lawson.
Delete that!
I go see Lawson.
Yeah.
I got the email from our representative from DuraCon, and I understand they're pulling out. And I want to offer you something. I can bring in guys tomorrow. Skeleton crew, fill in with their guys, manning the space station. If all goes horrible and they pull out, at least you still got a skeleton crew keeping it running. If everything goes great and you get him back, my guys can go. Make a persuasion.
So let me say it.
I want to persuade him to let me bring in guys to fill out skeleton crew, so when his guys pull out, my guys take over.
Well, that's the other thing that we talked about, is that even if his guys pull out, there's a distinct chance. Well, no, it's not a distinct chance. It's a possibility. It is going to happen. It's a certainty that when they pull out, if 4 days, let's say, when the ships will be there, if they leave at that time, there will be no life support on the stations.
I can bring guys tomorrow who can train with his guys for 3 days on how to operate the systems. And when they pull out, they keep running.
That's assuming that they're going to train them.
Jeff is shaking his head no.
Well,
it would seem that that's a circle's role to bring somebody that has the possibility of doing that.
So persuasion and convince him, and circle's role to bring him in.
But, two, we've got the contract for that.
But when you pull out, contract goes with it. I'm saying I bring in guys so that we pull
trained.
Out.
Right, well, what you're saying is you bring in guys to be trained. My guys ain't training your guys. The Derrickon guys won't train you.
I bring in guys who know how to do this stuff and who watch your daily operations so they know where control panel A is and where button B is. Right?
What stuff is your guys doing?
The Derrickon contingent of the consortium handle life support on the Prime satellite. They are responsible. That's their thing.
They have the contracts.
They have the contracts.
When did we do that?
Last game.
Last week. When he took his ball.
Stop watching your waveform and get in the game, buddy.
And the thing about it is that not only do they take their training, they take their equipment.
Well, it's all built in. They can't take the life support systems.
They take something. But no, the whole idea is that we put in something that gives us a time frame.
Mm-hmm. And leverage.
Right.
It was like that episode in DS9 when the Federation pulled off of the station. They took all the Federation crap with them.
Yeah, I mean, just from a game standpoint, I mean, you can use your roles to do whatever you want, but you've got to use roles to do that because...
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
If you want to have your guys come in, I don't think he has a problem with your guys coming in first. I don't think you need to persuade him at all. All right, because he's going to go, sure, that's fine. Do they have the equipment that he's got? And B, do they know how to utilize it on the station? Can they transport it and install it and do all this other stuff in that 4-day period? See, that's the thing.
Okay, so circles test, right?
Resources.
Yeah.
Circles.
Yeah. I would say that if you want to do that, that if you want to see if you have the equipment... If you have the equipment, it's going to be a resources test. And are the people... Here's it. All right. Resources test to see if you have the equipment. Circles test to see if you have the people. At that point, I think what you're going to have to do is you two are going to have to work out something that says, hey, or I'm going to have to work it out as the Lawson character for you to agree to have his people train yours. And it, the, from the last conversation we had, that's just not going to happen.
Because Well,
if you're pulling out your guys and taking your equipment, there's no training then. I just bring in new guys and new equipment, and they replace it all.
Well, my question is this. I mean, you remember where we were last time, and I'm just curious where you're going, because I thought we were working together, and now you just want to say, well, screw him, he's gone, and we're not working together at all. So you're risking war not only with...
We're working together on Kern, but my belief number two is annex Harbinger's Rock for my dad. When your belief number two is annex it for your country, right? You want to pull out? This is my opportunity to kick your guys out and put my guys in your place and grab more power.
Okay, well, if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Sweet.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I got money.
At least it's justified. I don't have a problem with that.
Sure. All right. All right, that's fine.
All right.
Now, the ob for a small space station is 12.
Yeah, but he's talking about equipment. He's not talking to space station. And odd for that is an 8.
Sweet. Industrial equipment. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So if you want to do a resources test of an odd 8.
Okay.
Now, when did you get into this?
I'm not.
He's not. He was just getting out his dice, offering
to help him pay for it and getting his dice out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he's not.
He could bring me into his team.
I will call my buddy Jenkins first and invite him up to the office to talk about finances.
Check. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, well, how's it going? The store's broken.
Keep telling me to shush. So, you sent out the email?
I did.
Well, we're just trying to get our ducks in a row, and worst case scenario, in case, is it Darkon. In case Darkon pulls out.
Anything in my head?
Yeah, Tim, it's a bad idea.
our possibly soon-to-be former associate seems to think this is a bad idea.
Possibly soon-to-be.
Can you talk to him about it?
Vox.
Currently, I...
Tell him. If he wants help, and if you want help, if the Kern want the Darkon Empire to help the Kern, if they want our support, tell him to let us keep our leverage. If he wants to help, he needs to put me back into Lawson's good graces as an advisor. Lawson reduced my position, threw me out, and he said, and I've got stuff for you too. So before he starts sucking up to Lawson, he better find out what plans Lawson has for him and you.
His plans to asphyxiate all of us. I'm just trying to keep the lights on and the air on, buddy.
Once again, I find myself in a bad predicament.
Not going to asphyxiate you. You got ships.
I do.
Maybe we should have a conference call. I think we need to discuss this with Frost before we make any arrangements. After all, it is his equipment. It is already in place. 4 days, is that enough time to install new life support systems?
Well, that's my point. We need to get moving on it now. I mean, in 4 days from now, if he decides they work it all out and he's staying, great. No harm, no foul. But in 4 days from now, how long can you hold your breath?
Well, I could hold mine for quite a while, actually.
Sunlight, water, we're good.
I think, Mr. Lawson, may we be excused for a moment?
You all are not with Lawson, right?
No, you're outside.
All right.
Y'all went down and made copies and...
Yeah.
Well, remember, he went back
up. Went back to Dr. Lawson.
Oh.
Because I was going to persuade him to let me bring in guys, which is how we got to now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Or a resource test.
You know that's not good for the paper tray.
Yeah, what's PC load letter? What's that mean?
What?
Well, don't you think they should probably talk and, like you said, work
that's up to them.
Because I don't want to be in the middle of it.
That's up to them.
So you don't want to chip in resources?
Yeah, yes. And I'll help you with bargaining, but we probably...
we're not cutting them out yet. We're just making contingency plans. We're not cutting them out. We're making contingency plans. If they work it all out, no harm, no foul. But if he leaves, I mean, you don't want everybody on the space station to have to evacuate because there's no atmosphere. I mean, his email says, we're taking everything in 4 days. It doesn't say, let's have a meeting and talk about this. His email says, so long and thanks for all the fish.
But he's got all the money. He doesn't.
He's got a whole empire behind him.
He's got a whole empire behind him.
So do I.
Hold on, real quick point. His ships are here.
That's right. I have ships. My empire is much closer.
I have merchant ships.
Okay, I'm talking to
Frost. Is there any way we can work this out peacefully?
I
understand you're mad. I understand you're highly ticked. Is there anything we can do to reach a suitable conclusion where all sides win?
I'd like to have a seat at the table. I'm not going to be pushed aside, and my empire's interests are not going to be pushed aside. And if I have to go, I'm going to take my funds that are going toward the attorney, too. So.
Are you getting all
no.
That?
Sure. No.
It is. Sure, I can. I can withdraw my funds.
So at this point, dude.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. So you can withdraw your aid that you've given already?
It is. Well, wait a minute. It is
not that he's already given.
It is. It is a resources test. People are calling in loans. People are calling in favors. It is an abstract concept. And I call the attorney and say, look, you no longer have my backing or my funds. I'm leaving. I'm being pushed out by my friends and my partners in this deal to help out the Kern, they're trying to subvert me. So, you know,
how can that work in the frame of the rules?
In the framework of the rules, what will happen is that what you've done is you've paid for his wages for an X amount determined time.
With the retainer.
Yeah. So what will happen is that he's good for however long, if Jeff indeed does back out, he's good for so long. At some future point, you'll have to make another roll without his resources associated with it.
How far in advance?
Did everybody write down their successes? I'm just wondering how many.
No, I don't know that makes a difference.
You had 16 on 14.
I don't know what that.
Yes, but how many individual successes?
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter because you've already paid them.
Yeah, it's okay. We all came in and it's like, and by the way, here's our contract for future payments. It's like, well, you know, if I'm not going to be working across purposes with the people that I'm paying this attorney with. And that includes him, that includes you, you know, because everybody's like, oh, well, how much money do you need to do this to screw over Duke Frost's position? Because that's what you're doing. I mean, you're like, how much money do you need to bring in all this equipment? Super. Well, then, you guys are on your own. I'll go work my own position. I'll go find someone else.
We got this guy, and we hired him for a specific purpose.
I know. You pay him a retainer, and if any other roles are coming up, anything else coming up, I'm withdrawing my funds. I'm cutting it off.
That's not the way you said it, though.
I have to make a roll to withdraw funds to get it back, I will.
You've already committed the funds for that purpose. The way you said it, my misinterpretation, fine. But the way it sounded to me was like, fine, y'all can't use the lawyer now because I'm taking my money.
No. I'm not saying you can't use the lawyer. I'm just saying
you can only use the lawyer for so long, at which point, like I said, if he's still committed to the attorney, I'm not going to make you continually roll for him. But if he backs out after a certain amount of time, or if the attorney does stuff. I mean, if he actually gets involved and starts doing things.
Or he has to do something extra.
Right.
As long as it doesn't pertain to what we've already hired him to do.
Right.
Well,
right.
But it could get beyond.
Yeah, it could get beyond what he's doing. So let's say.
There's nothing in there that says about that. Okay, there's nothing in there that. If we hired him for a purpose.
Then that's fine. Then I will make. I will use a role. I'll go in and talk to the guy, and I'll do a duel of wits with the guy and have him give him my money back. I will use roles to get the money back. If I have to.
But
all I'm saying is I'm putting this out there to you guys, to my characters putting out to Vox and to him. I thought we were in this together. You've taken my resources, used them to help the Kern, and then you're like, oh, well, he's leaving. We're going to cut him out. We're going to go with our own deal. Screw him. If that's the way you want to play it, fine, but I'm going to start bringing my own stuff to bear.
Your character is okay with everybody on the ship dying.
I never said they were dying. I'm okay with my character exerting leverage. I never said I was going to kill anybody. I'm exerting leverage. I'm trying to get back into a position of power. And if you guys want to take my leverage, say, well, here, we'll help you, Lawson, so you can hull us all. Go right ahead.
Now, what? Hold on. No, wait a second.
We don't know he's a bear.
We've gone in a weird direction here, okay? Understand something. For whatever purposes, all right, Lawson has said that he's got something for you to do, all right? You don't want to do it, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. So you go to Secretary of State and say, this is what's happening. He says, fine, screw it. Here comes the
and
ship.
And he hasn't even reacted to it yet.
Right. And he hasn't even had the chance.
I know.
Right. So that's what he's doing. Now, he sees an opportunity to further his belief. I'm okay with that. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Now, if your beliefs are at cross purposes, which they are...
That's a good thing.
All that does is further the beliefs of the Valen. That's fine with them. Let your guys fight amongst each other all day long. Because that's what they want.
I know.
Okay? So if it comes down... We're not even... Y'all are like 8 steps ahead, all right? He's not even out of the room with Philip Lawson yet.
I know that.
All right?
All I'm suggesting... Well, let me put it to this. I'll say, tell the Lord Captain, the Lord Hammerhorn, to slow down. And let's see how he reacts to the fact that the life support's going. Before he gives him an out, let's let him react to that. Now, if he wants to go ahead and do that, then I've got my own beliefs. I mean, as a player, I'm saying, if he wants to go forward with that and push his agenda, I can push mine, too.
Now, and again, a lot of this stuff is taking place concurrently. It's like we said, you walked out, he walks out, he's going to talk, you're going to go make...
Posters
and whatnot, and come back, and all of a sudden, now it starts going around the space station that he's going to take off, the ships are going to come and get him.
Right.
And it affects you, too. Affects you. Sure as heck affects you. Because at this point, I mean, this is your bread and butter of a station. This is where everything goes through. All right? Now, they can certainly get somebody else to do this. Now, at this point, if you back out of it, they'll look at it as a broken contract. Please don't get legal on me. They'll look at it as a broken contract, and they'll go
breach.
A breach of contract. They'll go try to find somebody else to do it, but all that takes time. And in that time, we may have to shut down the station, live on a ship, we're not as productive, blah, 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 blah. That's where your leverage comes in, because... Are you the only person in the universe providing life support services? No, of course not. But you are the cheapest one, and you're the one willing to take the risk.
And your system's already in place.
And your system's already there.
And we're here and now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking. I wouldn't think it would take, well, we'll just come in a matter of days. It would be months before they could get
it. It might be months. It might be weeks. Your stuff works perfectly here, and if somebody else comes in, it's like putting
in a... Well, and that's fine. And we can move on. But I will tell Vox, and I'll say, look, you do what you think you need to do, but I've been nothing but upfront in helping your people the whole time.
Fair enough. Vox tells Gaius, hold your horses. I can't expend resources in matters that don't involve Kern. Whether there's air on this station or not is no concern to me.
Okay, I completely understand. Sorry to bother you. I call Roy. Haven, buddy, got a problem.
So were you talking to Lawson now or not?
We're in his office, outside his office. I was in his office. I brought up the resources. I said, hold on, let me try to get some money together. I call Vox. Vox comes up and says, thanks, no thanks. So now I'm calling my other buddy.
Vox exits.
Yes.
We need to rally some money to keep the air going in the ship in case Derekon pull out.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. 8 resources. The equivalent of 8 resources. Less than building a whole new space station. More than a ship.
No, actually, I don't think it is more than a ship.
Yeah.
My ship was like 12.
This is a large space station, and it's a 15, which actually happens to be your wages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're expensive.
Don't you forget it. And worth every penny.
Is that the same if you do it or if you just talk?
Yes. I just want to talk.
You want the boyfriend experience? It costs the same.
His sister was pro-rated.
Can I have one? Help yourself. These are leftovers from the party.
Uh-oh. What? You're trying to be quiet. No one's going to be fooled.
Oh.
Yes. This little heavy moment brought to you by the...
Little Debbie's.
So you want to roll on your resources on this test?
Sure. What are we looking at?
I got 7. We need an 8.
2, 4, 6, 10, 12.
You have 12?
Yes.
Or the total is 12?
I have 12.
And he's got
7. 8.
7. So we got 19 on an 8?
8.
Yeah.
Ready?
Help. 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, Roy may have gotten it by himself.
I got 1.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9. Okay, so we come up with the resources.
Mm-hmm.
So when we write that down for a test, is that a 12?
That's a routine. That's
it's a 19 and an 8.
Well, yeah. It's 12 versus 8 versus for you. And then
well, we combined them. So
combined them. Combined.
So it's...
So wait, you rolled 12, so what's happening is he's getting like 19. All of them, and technically he's supposed to roll the dice at once.
Oh.
Yeah. And well, one of you does, I don't think...
So it's 19.
One of you doesn't get the test. I don't think you both get the test.
I think he's the only one
with
the
test.
Yeah, I don't think you get the test.
Okay, so that's 19 and an 8.
Ouch.
But that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay. So I scrounge up the money with the help of my buddy. So now what?
We'll talk circles about reciprocity later.
Oh, yeah. You want... circles of 3, 4, 8. I'm going to say it's an uncommon occupation. Lower rank. You want them neutral or predisposed to you? Or an outright proponent, loyal, or possessing a specific outlook?
What's the die differences?
Neutral is...
Well, no. I think he tells you what he wants. Because he's... I think you have to say, this is what I want, and then figure out what the cost is. Because you can't sort of hedge and say, well, I want to give this. I mean...
It didn't matter to me. I really don't care.
I think you just say what
I really
want.
Don't care.
I mean, do you want these
so
guys...
neutral.
I mean, I'm looking to get new contracts for our kingdom.
Okay.
I don't care if the guys are loyal to me. They're loyal to my dad, who's going to be holding the contracts. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
6, 7. 7.
Okay.
And you can use affiliations if necessary.
Right, so I got 3 in circles, 2 in affiliations, 1 in reputation.
What happens if he misses? If he fails?
I don't really have any skills to fork in. Physics. Etiquette, I could ask nicely.
Not for circles.
Oh, yeah, right. You can't fork a skill in a circle anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can if it's...
Reputation.
If it's related. But I mean, if this was something quarters.
Reputation. Affiliations. Can't use those.
Yeah. Yeah, reputation.
I'll burn my fate.
Burn fate at the end.
If you fail...
Your persona.
Burn persona.
If you fail... The time to set up, and we'll say the setup time is a week, right? But if you fail, it is multiplied by the number of failures you have. In other words, the difference. So if it's what did I say, 7?
You said 7.
7. So in other words, if you make a 4, it's multiplied by 3. So instead of 1 week, it's 3 weeks. Does that make sense?
So if he fails by 1, it's still just a week.
No, if he fails by...
It's an additional week for each
failure. Additional week. There you go. It's an additional week for each failure.
Margin of failure times week.
Yeah.
1 week.
Okay. See how long this is going to take. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I got 1, 6.
Seven.
No, 7.
Oh, well,
another 6. 7 successes. Another 6.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is.
Now, you'll still get them, and it'll still take them a week. Now, here's the other thing, is that you can't install it until they take it out. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right.
Well, it doesn't matter. If they're leaving in 4 days and my guy's on here for a week, it's gone anyway.
Right.
No, it's they're getting here in a week.
It takes them a week to put it in, to even start.
Yeah. How long before they get here?
Because
they have to bring it.
Yeah.
They have to buy all the equipment mm-hmm. with the resources we're going to bring it.
Let's arbitrarily say, it's... And we're... What's your home world?
The kingdom we're in.
Okay. It's another week on top of that. Just for them to get there and bring the stuff that they need. That's even real short. Say it's 3 weeks. For them to get everything there. And you to round up everybody and get everything there. Because, I mean, essentially you're starting now.
Right.
All right. So even then,
so you're saying
people aren't ready.
The equipment has to be built?
No, not necessarily built, but to get everybody there logistically, to get everybody there on time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking from this point to being online is 4 weeks.
Okay.
My bad.
So it takes a week to, what was his first roll that took a week?
It takes a week to do it, period.
To install it.
Right. Then, if he fails, it was a week added on.
So, 1 week to install plus 3 to get the materials and
get
the people.
Get everything there and people
and
there.
Organized. Gotcha.
Because, I mean, even if you look at somebody like the 82nd Airborne, it still takes them 3 days to get anywhere in the world. And they're ready all the time.
So, if you're saying it's going to take 3 weeks to get the guys here, then it's going to take a total of 3 weeks. Because that week to get the equipment is going on at the same time that we're getting everybody logistically.
No, but what I'm saying is that it takes 3 weeks for people and material to be on site. It takes a week to install.
Then a week to install. Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So, it takes these guys more than a day to take it out. If it takes a week to put it in, it's going to take a couple days to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at the station would be down... I mean, unless they wanted to go around at suits or something and for a month. That's what they're looking at.
Okay.
And it's a tremendous expense to
I'll
you.
Fire off an email to Lawson and tell him, here's the timetable. Yeah, that's me. That's all I got.
Okay.
Okay, I will do a interstitial.
Mm-hmm.
Vox walks to his chambers, fishes through a box, finds an object, pulls it out, and then walks to Nicholas's chamber.
Okay.
I'm assuming Nick is probably packing or getting his office closed down or whatever. So yeah.
Nick ain't happy. He's in his quarters.
Right.
Ma'am?
Hello, Nicholas. How fares the packing?
As well as can be expected, Vox, what can I do for you?
I'm very sorry the way this has all panned out.
Not your fault.
Well, technically it is. They're very unhappy with the treatment that you've provided the labor force, and I just want to extend my hand and apologize. I wanted to show you something that came across in my quarters.
He hands Nicholas a little framed picture of the ribbon cutting of Prime,
mm-hmm.
the early days of Harbinger. There's Nicholas cutting the ribbon and Vox with his arm around him and mm-hmm. a couple other humans off to one side, mm-hmm. a couple of Kerns on the other side with little miner hats on and mm-hmm. everybody's excited and it was like the opening day of Prime and the mining operation and all that.
Those were good times, Vox, but that was a long time ago. It's not the way it is anymore.
Well, old friend, I think if we put our minds together, we can get back to these days.
I can see where you might think that. The way that the corporation is going in the direction that it is turning, it is not conducive for us or for me to even remain. My services have not been required for quite some time.
Well, Nicholas, where will you go? What kind of life do you plan on running to?
Imagine I will probably find a little corner in the world, and I will make it my own, and I will not have to worry about this anymore. I'm old, I'm getting older, and this is certainly not worth it.
Well, Nicholas, what if I told you I had certain associates willing to fight this corporation in Free Harbinger and make it what it once was, when we were young and the planet was new? Would you be willing to join us?
I don't think that's... You're asking me to go against you're asking me to go against the company. It is something that I love and enjoy. I don't think that this is something that, I would want to be a party to.
Nicholas, this company turned its back on you.
This company may have turned its back on me, but you got to understand, this company is my family. Even if you don't like the way that Philip is going to be taking the direction of the company, all the thousands and thousands of people that work for this company are my family. And to actually fight against the company, I can't do that.
Well, let's just hope the Valen threat is very kind to your family.
The Valen threat is not here. The Valen threat is not going to be a part of this. We do our screenings. We do everything that we're supposed to do, Vox. And this is not going to be an issue anymore. I mean, it's not something that we're going to have to deal with.
But Nicholas, you can fight back. You can do something about this.
Vox, look at it this way. It's like fighting your own family. Why would you want to fight your children? Why would you want to fight your siblings? Why would you want to fight your parents? If you love the body, why would you want to cut off the head?
My heart weeps for your idealism. These Valen creatures, they're cowardly. Their very nature is to hide. We can expose this threat and rid this planet of them. We can do good things, Nicholas.
What do you want?
I want him to join us.
Then say it. Then say...
I said it.
No, I mean...
I said join us.
And he's saying, I don't think that it's a right thing to do. Where do you want to go from here?
I don't want to blow a conflict.
It looks like a conflict. You can just persuade him.
No, it can be a conflict. I mean, you're talking this guy. This is his view. This is his belief.
He's
the company is
his shit in a box. He can't feel that loyal. He can't feel
that
loyal.
No, this is his number one. This is number one belief. The company is family. You want to persuade him?
I do want to persuade him, but I don't want to blow our conflict. I mean, I want him.
It's not
going to
blow your. For that matter, it could be my conflict. I don't have a problem with it.
What is he going to bring to the table?
Yeah,
he knows the company. We're about ready to probably go to war with them, right?
Not we.
But
you, if anybody, you're ready to cut their life support off. You, if anybody's ready to go
for that,
to war with
for
them.
That matter, I mean, honestly, he might be able to bring him back into the fray.
Actually, you would want to be back in on this. Because if you cut and run, you're out.
Not necessarily.
Nicholas knows the company. He knows the inner workings.
I could call Philip Lawson and say, hey, you want your stuff back? You want to cut rate?
Philip Lawson already has made new arrangements.
No, he hasn't. We've made arrangements.
Yeah, they've made arrangements. He hasn't.
In 3 or 4 weeks. See, I mean, I still have my beliefs. I mean, I can screw you guys too. You know?
I mean, okay, hold on. Box did not
screw. I just take my and go home.
You might have blocked that out there.
I take my stuff. I'm going to take my life support, and I'm going to go home. Screw all y'all.
So what do you want to do here?
I'm packing up my HEPA filters right now.
No!
I'm packing up my HEPA filters.
Hold on.
Y'all going to be sneezing, and then breathing, and then choking, and then dying.
Well, the whole point is, we're supposed to be taking action against the Valen, and the Valen is this company.
No.
We don't know that.
This queen is this company.
Yeah, but we don't,
but
you
don't
as
know
a character,
that.
You don't know that.
The,
I know
take
that.
The action
that.
For this maneuver was to get the Kern faction on our side.
Okay, Nicholas probably knows about my opponent. He knows the inner workings of Prime. He probably knows something about the Valen that are...
Why are you trying to convince them?
He pictures on it.
Well, my point is that why are you trying to convince them? Convince Nicholas. How are you going to do that? Convince Nicholas. Nicholas is telling you, you know, he's telling you what his beliefs are. This is his family. And so you're going to try, you can't sit there and just go, oh, come on, dude, let's do it.
And like most families, they just screwed him over.
Yeah.
His family just
don't think of it as a, think of it as a cushion.
So now,
get him to soften the blow, because when there is a war starting, his company will suffer the worst.
Yeah. Is there disillusionment? I have no doubt there's disillusionment here.
He's hurt and confused. Well, what do you think, Frost? And telepathically, what do you think? Do you think we can get Nicholas to join us? Is there a benefit? I think there is. I mean, he used to run Prime. We can let him shack up an Avon ship and be our friggin' ace in the hole.
Woo. Of course there's a benefit to it. Of course there's a benefit to it. And being a friend of his, I can tell you what you need to say to him to convince him to come to our side. But what's he going to do? I mean, is he going to come to our side? And what's he going to bring to the table? Because he's kind of a kick puppy right now. We need somebody who's willing to go to bat. The Kern needs somebody who's willing to go to bat. What do you think he knows? And what's he going to... I mean, I don't think you just need to convince him to be on our side. You need to convince him to...
take a specific action.
Take a stand.
Yeah. In other words, you're trying to get him to say, you know what, maybe you do need to cut off the head.
And maybe he needs to... maybe he needs to go back to the board and raise allegations against Philip Lawson.
Well, assuming Lawson is corrupt.
Because...
he's our only...
because Lawson has just angered the Darkon Empire.
A lot.
Forcing their ambassador to withdraw diplomatic aid and...
diplomatic.
And pull... and pull the Darkon companies from the cooperative. I mean, this is not good business. This is not good business. This thing needs to be more diplomatic.
Y'all are making arguments.
No.
I'm telling him.
Maybe there's a set of procedures they have to follow and they didn't.
I'm just telling him, yeah, maybe there's all kinds of stuff. What if you had more backing, if you had more help, if you had more resources, what do you need to get your position back from Philip Lawson? What does he need?
What does Nicholas need?
What does Nicholas need from the resources at our disposal to get him back? And maybe we tell him what we need. I mean, we've got a lawyer with the Kern, and maybe, I don't know, maybe there's no, maybe everything's in flux. But I think to just accept the fact that Philip Lawson is...
out.
No, well, I think to accept the fact that Philip Lawson is the leader now, is the CEO, is a mistake. I think he needs to fight. We need to convince him to fight. He needs to go to the board and put it to a vote.
So, what are you going to try to convince him? If you try to convince him to betray what he's doing...
and the Darkon companies are a part of the board.
And see, understand something. If you try to convince him, turn around and go against them. Fight them. If that's what you... then you're diametrically opposed.
He's not betraying the company. He's fighting to make the company better.
See? That's...
he's fighting for the company.
Right.
So what you have... Philip Lawson's leadership is wrong for the company.
What you have to convince him of is fighting, you know, make a stand for the company. You see what I mean?
Fight for your job.
Exactly.
You're the best man for it. Fight for it. Don't give up.
But what do we get out of it?
A guy who's not a Valen lover.
A front man?
Well, I mean, one of the factions...
you've got a better position for the Kern, that's for sure.
One of the factions that we need to get on our side.
And for that matter, he might, you know, depending upon how you do, he might truly fight against the company, but believe that he's doing the right thing.
Hey, Joe, you also use him as a distraction on one hand while you're doing the other things.
That's right. Because if he ties them up with business bureaucracy... then if Philip Lawson has to start fighting,
we continue our shadow ops and we get our okay. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like he's going to make me do another duel with.
Well, I'm there with you. I'm giving you all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm giving you a point. I can give you an extra die for duel of wits. I mean, I don't know. Nicholas is tough, but he's alone right now.
Mm.
And you got me.
Call on all of us to come help.
And you can say, I mean, that's another thing. You say, well, let me get Gaius in here. Let's try to talk let us talk to you about this. Let's bring everybody in and everybody go with Nicholas. I mean, I'll come in. I'll be in there in a room if you want me to.
And that would be a good use of the conflict scene.
See? All
right, let's do it.
Okay.
Nicholas, please.
These two guys are in their heads.
No.
But when you are, am I the only one that hears, like, the Aquaman sound? Going on the
Yes.
Okay.
Just making sure.
I like being special.
Okay.
Nicholas, if I could just have 5 minutes to gather some associates to discuss this, would you, I mean, look at the picture. You at least owe me that much.
He acknowledges that.
Okay.
For that matter, you're still on...
yeah, he's still on the ship.
The ship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm down.
I mean, you can physically be there.
I'm packing my little crate.
Okay.
And I'm taking this, and this, and this thermos.
All right, so I call Brian.
Breathe without me, will you?
My coffee mug.
And my coffee mug.
I don't even know what ashtray this came from.
And this dog.
I know Gaius is up there. I can grab him real quick. Can Avon have Talos on laptop or something? Live from the orphanage? Skyping?
He can be in my office. Yeah, he can be in there, but he's got to have a justification. I understand why he's there. Why is he there?
And for the people online, we're talking about Jason.
We're talking about Talos. The hacker stationed in the orphanage.
Because he hasn't had a chance to really play.
Well, he's not always at the orphanage.
No,
for an hour a day.
Hour a day.
Or sometimes he has to make up a couple hours and he has to be there for
that's fine. I mean, is he with you because he's doing something and then you say, hey, come with me?
I've always got business for telling.
I'm okay with that. But I was going to say, there's got to be a reason that he's there. So that's all.
He might be able to access some of the files to find out. I mean, perhaps he can hack in.
Yeah, he might have information that can assist us.
Right, exactly. I mean, you bring him in because he might be able to hack into the system with Nicholas's help and his passwords and things to find dirt on Lawson.
All right. Well, it's up to you. It's up to you, too, if you want Talos there or not. I'll say let him. Avon?
What about me?
You want Talos with us or no?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll bring him and let's go.
Talos?
Okay.
Pack your laptop and let's go.
So now, all right, let's understand something. What do you want him to do? What's your statement of the argument? What do you want?
I want you to...
Fight for your job. Stay in the station.
Fight for your job.
Mm-hmm.
We should do something to help expose the Valen. I mean, we haven't done that yet.
Don't worry about
it. It's
that.
A long game.
I know.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, all right.
I have a question.
At this point, in this phase, they're still invading. They're moving their forces into play, and we're trying to set up our protection. It's not even until the next phase that we discover here and actually realize they're here and start moving against
Jason's
them.
Jason's got a question.
Now, for like interstitial scenes, since he's bringing all of us in, does that count as... individual.
This will count as conflict.
It's a conflict.
No, but what I'm asking, though, since, like, for example, I know Joe's used a lot of interstitial with Doug, and vice versa. Now, if they did it the one time, would that count as one interstitial for both of them?
This counts as his interstitial. It started out as his interstitial.
But it's becoming a conflict.
But now it's becoming a conflict, so the interstitial is still there.
Right.
Okay? It goes to using the scene of the highest value, which is the conflict's the highest. So
those of you who didn't hear it,
that's air quotes. So if you started out with a color scene, and then for some reason it went to an interstitial, you would be using an interstitial and not a color. Makes
what
sense.
What do we want him to do? Fight for his job.
We want dirt on Lawson. Not fight.
Yes.
We not fight for his job.
Go to the Merchants Guild.
We want to go to the mattresses on Lawson. We need dirt on Lawson, and we need to take it to the board and show that Lawson is dirty and that he is already out of the gate destroying this company.
But from Nicholas, we want to put him back in Lawson's place.
Definitely.
We want from Nicholas is for him to fight for his job.
But specifically how? Yes, we want to fight for his job, but what are the specific actions we want to accomplish? Yeah, we want to fight for his job. All right, Todd, how does he fight for his job?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, we need to tell Todd what that is.
I agree with that,
but the point of the conflict is to convince him to stay, join us.
Well, here's my point. It's just for the purposes
how
of,
that
this,
happens
of the of the body of argument.
But
when you state your purpose, what purpose is that you want him to do?
We fight for his job.
Yeah, but that's not enough, because what if he says, well, I'll fight for my job, but I'm not going to do anything underhanded?
That's okay.
No, we want
no,
him.
To, we no, want him to be underhanded.
No, we want him. We yeah. want him to do honestly. Whatever is Look, necessary.
We have underhanded people who can do underhanded things.
Well, hold on. Yeah, but what if he backs out? What if he agrees to do something, nothing underhanded, and then we do something underhanded? He finds out about it and says, "Look, I didn't want it this way."
Okay, so we want him to fight for his job.
We want to convince him that Lawson is evil and wrong for the job. He needs to be in the job, and we need to do whatever it is necessary to make sure Lawson is removed.
Sure, I agree with that.
But we can always phrase it in the fact that originally, like he showed him in the picture at the start of the thing, the loyalty between the Kern and the humans with this new development of Lawson equipment, that can be our fighting power because he was originally there with friendship rather than equipment. The loyalty of that. Let's use that against him for our fighting material because that also gives me the chance to get into the check the scanning material.
I think it comes under any means necessary. And I think that what you're saying is fine. I think it's more of an argument, though, as to what we want to get at the end. I think ultimately, these are not arguments. What we're saying is this is what we want out of this at the end. We want him to do whatever we ask him to do to get his job back so we can put him back into power and get rid of Lawson. But that's a good argument that with regard to the Kern. It's a good argument that he's already pissed off one empire. And he's about to piss off another empire, you know, when he starts pissing on your shoes, too. So
my empire so far is okay.
So we want him to fight for his job.
Your empire of dirt.
I get paid.
That's all. Expose and exploit to the board, the merchant board. Make amends with the Darkon Empire. And
I'll tell you what, you get Nicholas back, the Darkon Empire's back. I mean, it goes without saying.
Sure, Lawson's trying to kick him out. He gets Nicholas back.
Well, because I had Nicholas's ear before I got... When they kicked Nicholas out, I don't have any kind of hand. So before I had was sort of there, and now I'm not.
I'm not in the Star Chamber.
So, but yeah, I think, generally speaking, is that about right? We want
him to fight for his job and do whatever it takes to get it back.
Right, because in the end justifies the means. I think that's probably the overarching thing here. The end justifies the means here because we are trying, whatever we need to do to get Philip Lawson out, it's better for the company, it's better for Nicholas, it's better for the Kern, it's better for everybody.
Okay, so now you're making arguments. My point is that when you write your statement of purpose, I want you to write a statement of purpose.
The statement of purpose is... Nicholas back and by any means possible.
Okay. Now, his statement of purpose, what he wants is you to not do anything that will jeopardize the company. Whether that's a strike, whether that's leaving the ship, whether that's anything. Because you hurt the company, you hurt the body, you hurt the family. And he doesn't want that. Even though he feels he's got the crazy uncle in charge now, he's going to do everything he can to make sure that the company survives. Because that's what he's done for 40 years, or 30 years, or however long he's been there. He wants the company to exist. This is his life, right? That's what he does. That's all he knows. So that's what he wants. Would you like a sheet of paper?
Before y'all start running through it, can I do a quick building thing?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
hold on.
Well, let me ask you a quick question here. And I might need to run to the restroom. If he brings us in, I mean, I haven't had a building scene yet. Because I'm so excited I have to pee.
Me too.
I can't hold it.
No, I mean, could I take the lead on this? I mean, if you're bringing us in to talk to him, I mean, I know you started it.
That'd be good.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, either one. Because you're going to help him or he's going to help you. Six one, half dozen the other. It doesn't matter. He started it.
Yeah. Well, he went to him and it was his thing.
Right.
You're the right choice.
I'm not the right choice.
You are the right choice.
No,
we're there for you.
I want somebody else to enjoy the duel of wits as well.
I like watching you play.
He's done one.
I'm not the right person for this one. So,
what's your building scene? I think you're the right person anyway. You went in there. You initiated it. You went in. I mean, it was your idea to approach Nicholas. So I think it's yours.
Yeah.
All
right. And before we do that, I really have to pee.
Go pee, Joe. If you don't want to have any more,
we'll pause. Honestly, we'll pause for a second while everyone goes to pee because my wife instituted a 2-beer minimum tonight.
And I'm hitting 3.
Woohoo! And we are back.
Okay, so before we took the break so I could relieve their bladders, Joe was about to usurp our conflict scene again because...
Don't do that to Joe. Oh. He's feeling bad enough over there.
Hogging all the good Bogarting.
Jonesing for a good conflict. Sorry.
Yeah. You are not.
Just help me out.
Doing great, Joe. Doing great.
Just help me out and make it your own.
Keep using the voice. Everyone's happy.
It's Vox Jenkins, man. I can't. It's just a what are you old, crusty.
All right, now you've got.
Come in, pretty
cool.
Here, you get head a die from me.
Head dice.
Connection die. And I'm going to... I'll take it from here. Are you bringing all of us in, I take it?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody.
Let's go ahead and do this instead.
Todd, GM, sir.
Yeah.
I want to throw a couple traits at you and see if you'll let me add these.
No,
I used
it.
Would you accept the no-nonsense trait?
My interstitial was to make
opposition does not take me seriously.
No. He does take you seriously.
Oh, he does?
He's already had a duel of wits with you once.
And lost. And lost.
Okay. Yes. Well, you must then accept the hard-hearted trait.
What does that mean? What's hard-hearted?
When I think that my opponent is weaseling out of his obligations.
I'll accept that.
Plus four, baby.
I'll accept that.
Plus four to your body?
Yep.
That's pretty stout.
Yes, sir.
I think we defend so we get everything we want. If we let anything through, we have to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want compromise. We want to block and hit. So we have, so our body stays high.
Why is it important for our body to stay high?
It's not
because you don't compromise.
Because, the higher our body stays, the less we compromise on our position. So it's not enough that we win. We have to win with
win big.
We have to win big. That's right.
So win with balls.
So go big or go home, boys.
That's right.
Which one do you got?
East West Kolsch.
That's good.
Okay, so I got the plus four. Now, how do I?
See, I thought you'd better than the Saison.
Your dueling argument.
No, that's the other one.
I mean, dueling skill plus.
What's your dueling skill you use? Yeah, persuasion?
I think I use oratory. Four.
Okay.
Plus will?
Oh, is this? Yeah, it's your.
I'm rolling for
it's your main dueling skill plus. Are we just doing dueling skill plus will? Or are we actually rolling the dice and?
Well, you add that to will. You roll.
Well, it depends on what. It depends on how whether you consider it a big deal or what. I mean, because you can roll the dice or you can just add it.
Call it
add the exponent to will.
How are we figuring out body arguments?
We're going to do a roll and then add to will, or are we just going to add one and the other?
Add the experience.
Add one and the other. Okay. I mean,
that's pretty simple.
Okay, so you got 8 plus what's your will?
8. Oh, sorry. 6.
All right. So 8 and 6, 14.
And then persuasion.
But do you want to change your belief before we start?
You can change your belief right now if you want. As long as it doesn't have to do with winning a duel of wits against Nicholas.
Well, I hadn't heard Philip Lawson's successor in real power of Harbinger's Rock. He must be convinced that the current have the rightful control of Harbinger's Rock.
You can change that. I don't have a problem with you changing that at all.
Okay, then I want it to be Nicholas. Nicholas is the true CEO.
Yes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
After Philip Lawson kicked me to the curb.
Yeah, nerve him.
So what are we waiting on right now? Joe? Are you done?
Are we picking them now?
Yeah. Pick your three.
Anybody want to help me?
Have you already picked?
No, I have not picked.
Well, you pick so we can talk about it out loud.
Okay.
Don't pick that one, Joe. God, don't pick that one.
Let him pick,
and then we'll pick.
Well, I thought he was going to tell us what he was picking, so we can...
Oh, that would be better, yeah. If you could just tell us what you picked, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to do that one.
Actually, it's probably not fair for me to change this at this point, because then they can claim the belief. I mean, I can change it next time, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Because if you had offered it to me probably at the beginning of this game, I would have probably not changed it.
Right.
But if you'll let me change it now so I can play the belief, I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Okay, guys.
Go ahead.
I think start off with maybe a dismiss.
We'll change it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Or not a no, you end with dismiss.
Right.
It seems cliche to start with.
Because I think even before this duel of wits, you would have been apt to change it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
What
page
is that? Oh, yeah.
450-ish. 450 is where they start. Duskade is the best defense against...
Oh, I thought you meant for the beer. No.
You want to start with a dismiss because if he doesn't beat you, he loses the next turn. Right. Yeah, he's not going to start with this.
You think he's going to avoid?
Yeah, dismiss is only good when you're about to win.
Right.
No, he may avoid, I think we need point and rebuttal. Point or rebuttal. I mean, it's just... when you're in. So, I mean, I think you either do point, 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 or you do rebuttal. But I don't, I mean, I think you should put some rebuttals in there because I, you know, make his point, you make your point, and then you hold back dice because you've got us to rely on for rebuttal to block what he gets, what he sends at you. You keep your body strong and you hit him.
What,
hit him.
What's your
hit
body? Todd, what's your body?
Nine.
Point, feign, dismiss.
I said you had a beautiful body.
Point, faint.
Faint. Point, faint, dismiss.
Why faint?
Because faint...
It only works against faint, though.
No, it works against faint, obfuscate, and rebuttal. And all your extra successes go to his body of arguments.
I think we just do point. I mean...
Point, point, dismiss.
Point, you could do point, point, dismiss.
But if you do point,
rebuttal,
point,
dismiss...
Don't forget that anything going against a point...
Everything comes through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think we have to do rebuttal, rebuttal, dismiss, or rebuttal, 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 point.
Rebuttal, rebuttal, point.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to do rebuttal, rebuttal, point.
Because in rebuttal, rebuttal, point, you don't think you're going to get through 9 points?
I just don't want him to damage us. We got all of us pitching in against his dice.
So it's 9 versus 14?
You're right.
In the body. But if he reduces us to any, then we want his full cooperation.
Yeah, you don't... If you want the whole schmear, you don't want any more than to lose 2 points.
I think it's like 25%.
Rebuttal, rebuttal, dismiss.
Yeah. I mean, we can make... But it's like 2, 3, 4 points, somewhere in there. Yeah, I mean, I think we can't afford to lose that many points. So I think we do rebuttal, rebuttal, dismiss, rebuttal, rebuttal, point, something like that. I mean, if we can just boom, 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 and we just give you as many dice.
Is your wife's on? Rebut, rebut.
Which point? One?
Or someone else? Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
My wife, your wife.
For sure, it's my wife.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right, wife doesn't come over here.
Rebuttal, point.
She does. You just don't tell me.
Not anymore. Okay.
Not anymore.
First one you have is...
Rebuttal.
I'm avoid the topic.
Rebuttal versus avoid is independent action. Does not protect from independent action. Success reduces opposing action successes.
So
you want to put 1 point in defense and put everything else in the attack because he's not attacking.
Okay.
And you have to put 1 point in defense.
The skills I use...
Oratory. Says right here.
What are you doing, rebuttal?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Interrogation, seduction, oratory, rhetoric, suasion, persuasion.
Okay.
So do it.
You make your avoid the topic first.
Is any,
and then I can
do one skill to...
Well, I'm not
going to avoid is yeah. just
he
that.
Can, he can use a skill, a fork, and a wise, and we can help him with...
So I'm using oratory, which is 4.
Which is a skill or a wise, right?
Skill or wise.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget my die for the connection.
Jeff's connection die and mine, 4.
Okay. So all I'm doing for this, all I'm doing is making my argument. I don't even roll dice, okay? Because
it's against your will? Or
no, what? Your successes reduce his attack.
If played against an independent action, which is what your rebuttal is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it does not protect from independent action.
Right.
Okay.
If played against an independent action, you may role play, but do not test for the avoid. Avoid does not affect independent maneuvers.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Vox, get out. I'm packing. Okay. Can't you see what I'm doing? I understand you've brought all these people here. This has nothing to do with anything. Get out. I'm going to leave in a little while.
You just said we could be here. You, put those socks in that box.
Okay.
So what's your point going to be?
Okay, I'm going to...
Is it point?
Well, with rebuttal, you make a point.
Oh, okay.
And then you,
okay.
And then you
okay.
say...
I'm just trying to gather my dice. 4 for oratory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeff's helper. 1 for philosophy.
Okay. So whatever you're going to say is philosophical.
Yeah. And...
Let's throw in human-wise. He's a human. I know how you think. Human-wise.
Okay.
Nicholas, I know how you humans think, and you're scared of the unknown. The Valen hide in the corpses of our brothers, our family. They infiltrate our groups, our safety zones, and then they conquer us from within. We have the power to expose this threat and beat it. And we can free Harbinger. We can make it what it once was. But we need your help. Join us, Nicholas.
You don't roll. You understand that, right?
Hmm?
Rebuttal is not tested against independent actions.
What?
I thought I was
split. No, he makes a point and then he rebuts, right?
Yeah, rebuttal is not tested. Yeah. When playing a rebuttal against a versus action, the player lets his opponent make a point or dismiss first. He then refutes the arguments made while making a fresh attack. Rebuttal is not 452. Rebuttal is not tested against independent actions. And that's an independent if you just look at it. Oh, rebuttal versus... What am I doing?
You're doing void.
Void, yeah. Is an eye. So...
What do you just give down the next?
It's a wash. Nothing happens.
Duh.
Except for all the fun stuff.
Well, and that's fine. Do we know about the Valen threat?
No. Well, we know we found...
Now I understand when you say Valen threat... They believe they found Valen on the surface.
Yeah, but well,
he's
that?
Paranoid about the Valen.
Right, but what's that? I got the security guys going.
Okay, yeah. But you're saying that Nicholas is the only person that can help protect against the Valen threat.
I'm just saying that he can glorify his position by helping us defeat. I want him to join us.
So he's pulling out anything he can.
Okay.
Next one.
Rebuttal.
Okay, so
that's versus.
That's a versus. You all make your points. You make your rebuttals.
It's independent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's nothing to rebut on each one.
When you make a point, you hold back part of your dice to rebut their point.
Right, but only on a point or a dismiss do you do that. I'm reading straight out of the book.
Or in an obfuscate.
Yeah.
So them to watch them too.
I'm sorry.
So are we going to get to a point where we get to actually...
Well, I hope so.
Chicken. Don't want to argue.
Okay. What's the next thing?
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your next one?
Point.
Okay, make your point.
Yeah. Make your point.
All right. Nicholas, what they've done to you is wrong. They've essentially fired you. Your family, as you put it, turned their back on you. And they sent you packing. We need you to fight for your job. It's better for the Kern. It's better for Harbinger. It's better for everyone.
Yeah, oh, well, I guess if I'm rolling a point, then I should probably fork in something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about philosophy?
Nicholas, I realize you think these people are your friends, but you must understand that you have to keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Is that philosophy or Godfather wise?
Whatever. He's still throwing a wise, too. Conflict wise.
Okay.
I think it falls in with what you just said.
Keeping well, the whole...
Friends, enemies closer, conflict.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Nicholas... In his tenure, he has already tried to alienate the Kern, and he has already earned the ire of part of his conglomerate, of the conglomerate, and the ire of the Darkon Empire. The company cannot stand with these types of decisions, and this is just the first day. Ugly truth.
Hmm. Anyone else?
I will use persuasion. Nicholas, why are you giving up without a fight? How do you know that the board even backs this guy?
Okay.
Come on, Avon.
Persuasion. Look at this diverse group of individuals behind Vox. You know he's the person to follow. Okay.
Or listen to.
Look at these monsters. Don't they make you want to stay and fight?
Chase?
Outcast-wise is what I'm going to use. I think you need to fight for what you believe in before you tuck tail and run.
How's that outcast wise?
Yeah. Because he's already packing his bags. One, he's believing he's not really up to standard in the family.
So he's the outcast.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. That was throwing me for a minute. Okay. All right. Attacking my company is attacking the family. And attacking the family is something I can't do. What you want is an open warfare between me and the corporation. And all that will do is split the corporation or cause us, at the bare minimum, to lose profit, which will take even more jobs away from you and everyone else. So, let's roll.
Hey, how many days?
Oh, let's see. Six, seven.
No, but how are you splitting it?
Splitting?
I just want those points.
Oh, I thought yours was rebuttal. Okay.
Nobody splits.
No, so before he rolls for our test, it's what we...
It's his, whatever he rolls.
No, he's got a point. It goes straight against...
No. We're for our test.
For our test.
Oh.
Whatever, okay. It's your exponent against whatever he rolls.
Okay.
For that skill.
So, 3 versus 7.
Roll, Chemo.
What did you get?
We don't know yet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Damn.
And 2 sixes.
6 out of 7.
Wow. You'll burn a fate.
Sure. Already?
Already.
We got 2 left.
Remember, you already had that.
No, but I'm saying he doesn't want to wait and see what he rolls.
Roll.
All right. Here we go.
Seven sixes.
5 and 4 sixes. Isn't it? 3 sixes.
4 sixes.
4 sixes.
And that was when you use a fate.
Mm, yeah.
Burn a fate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Two more sixes.
Oof. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, two more sixes, and all 4 were successes.
Wow.
So roll two more.
Yeah. Because this is going straight through.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Boxy needs a new pair of shoes.
Boom! Oh,
snake eyes.
Sorry, box 36s.
I played dice before.
There's 9 right there, though.
9.
That's it.
5 and a 6. So is it 9 versus 9 right now? It is 8 versus 9.
The argument's over.
Yeah, argument's
well,
over.
But the question is, what's the
compromise?
How much
of a compromise?
9 versus 9. 9 versus 9.
Yeah, but he's got 5 left. I mean, he lost a significant amount.
That's a hell of a roll.
I mean, I think our strategy is strong, other than the whole independent thing, which is odd.
That's fine.
That's Jason.
Here, just pass them around. Nice. People can figure out which dice it is.
White one's mine.
Red one's mine. Give me the red one.
All right. He agrees to fight against Lawson and anybody in the consortium. He will not do anything that will bring harm, physical, mental harm, to anybody that works for the company other than the elite upper circle. All right? Because he knows that's where the problem is. Okay? He knows those people are the problem, so he's going to attack them. But he won't do anything that will jeopardize jobs or the future of the company.
Okay. Here's what I will... Duke Frost will do. Contact the board.
Okay.
Tell them... Hang on a second. Tell them, as long as this dispute goes on and there's a chance that you may take the helm again, we will not withdraw our companies.
Deal.
And that will protect them and... But... If Philip Lawson is to lead this company, it doesn't have to be you, but if Philip Lawson is to lead this company, we're done.
I'll take that. My conflict scene, by the way. That way it doesn't count against you. And you can go on.
We can still use have a conflict this maneuver?
If you want. But I think you gain quite a bit today.
So use your building thing.
Sorry, I had an idea on my experiments. I just
need to use something.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I got was the color.
Yeah, well, you can go deliver the flyers. Put up the posters.
Well,
color is fun. I think that's the most enjoyable one today.
Yeah, it's definitely the less stressful one.
Stressful?
I can do a color scene right now.
Yeah. Do color. I mean, color scenes are a lot of fun. You can just...
So you won't hurt the company directly.
No. In other words, I won't jeopardize the living, breathing company. In other words,
the health of the employees.
Yeah, and I won't jeopardize their health or well-being.
Well, as long as there's a chance Nick gets his job back.
Well, he's not even... Yeah, he wants his job back, but he's far more concerned about the stability and the future of the company. You know, where I work, they call it people with a bell-shaped head. That's what they term those people.
What's that mean?
That means you don't have to take that out.
I don't have to take that out?
No. It's people who, that's all they do. They live and breathe that company. And the company is, you know, they call people with a bell-shaped head. And that's what they do.
Okay, so
where are we? So he's...
So Nick won't hurt the company directly.
Right.
But he will fight for his job.
Well, he'll fight for the company. He won't fight for... I mean, he'll fight for his job because he thinks that's the right way of fighting for the company. But his primary goal is the company and the people that are in it.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
So I was going to say, so as long as there's a chance that he gets his job back, you're going to stay.
I will not withdraw the companies that provide life support. I will not allow them to be. They're still coming, and will remain. But we're not going to withdraw it as long as there's a chance of you getting your job back.
Okay.
But if Philip Lawson takes the helm, we're done. Now, will he help us find dirt on Lawson?
Absolutely.
How about my opponent?
He said nobody else gets hurt, though. I mean, that was...
He said nobody the company.
He said nobody, none of the people who work for the company. He said he realizes that upper circle is the problem.
Well, your opponent works for the company.
No,
he's a Kern who's a worker for the company.
Right.
He's a representative of the Kern.
Yeah, but he's a representative of the Kern. They all work. They haven't added anything at Gen Con.
Not yet.
I mean, I thought for sure that they would have added some more things like this month. You know, once the original glut of things came out, they would have added some more stuff. But they haven't added...
At all, or just the stuff you're looking for?
I shouldn't say that. The stuff I'm looking for.
I'm looking for Dresden every morning, every evening. In fact, I'm thinking about it. I mean, we'll just take a look right now.
I mean, I've been looking for Mouse Guard, Burning Wheel, Burning Empire, and I don't see anything. Matter of fact, I even looked for some D&D 3.5 or Savage Worlds that looked interesting, and nothing else has been added.
Yeah, I haven't seen any new Savage Worlds stuff. I definitely haven't seen any Dresden file stuff, which has really been disappointing.
So where does that leave us? So you guys still have actions. I mean, it's
9:30,
and you guys still have your
building interstitial.
Roy's got a ton of stuff.
Yeah. I know, because he just sits there and criticizes everybody else.
I didn't criticize anybody.
Except you.
Burn through, Roy. Let's roll our maneuver.
Color scene. On our way back.
Lucifer!
On our way back, well, when I get back to my office, I contact my second-in-command, Zhao, and direct Zhao. So,
I don't pronounce it.
Zhao Ban.
Dude, that's racist.
Z-H-O-U in Mandarin.
And then you got Jawa. He says Jawa?
Zhao Ban.
Okay.
Means small boss. Lao Ban, Zhao Ban.
Get on with it. Hey, you're the one over there going, Mandarin? What is Mandarin for
Zhao? Let me make fun of it for a little bit. Well, there's a little bit of explanation behind it, snotty pants. All
right.
And I just tell Zhao, make some back channel inquiries into Lawson's group. See if there's anything he needs us to do. Let him know we stand by to help him.
In the Lawson's group? I don't know why... You all want the Valen to win.
I don't want the veil in the wind.
Let's get some prostitutes here. Let's spend your action.
But I've got scheming on here.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Which gives me fate every time I use it like that.
Yeah. But what's the point?
To get me fate.
Yeah, but what's your scheme?
Making back channels with him.
To what end? What's the scheme?
Well, it's something. It's
seriously.
You know what?
I just asked over the cover.
Yeah, he is. And you know what, Jeff? This is what happens. So it gives Todd something interesting to play with.
Yeah,
you know what?
Go ahead, he can always call me on it. Go ahead.
Would you like to make another little comment?
Well, yeah, but do you get the fate point for scheming when it's in a color scene when you don't make the roll?
Anytime I make a scheme with someone, I can do it. There's no rolling involved. It's a die trick.
There's no rolling, it's a die trick.
What you just said? Yeah. It gives me a die. There is no rolling for me to do.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you want to hit him with your bottle or mine?
No, I'm fine. Jeff needs an outlet. He can use me. He feels safe because he knows I'm a nice guy.
Now his head's turning red.
Okay. Building safe
during the first maneuver.
I want to get weapons to the Kern.
Okay.
So, first thing is I need to contact the seller.
How big of weapons are we talking? Artillery, aircraft,
salt bombs.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, basically a lot along the lines of AK-47s to them. Whatever
we already have small arms.
Well, you have small arms like
arms is like a Beretta.
You have shotguns.
Small arms are rifles.
Yeah.
AK-47s are rifle.
Yeah, but it's an assault rifle. It's a little bit different than, let's say, a 30-30. You know, you're talking, it's the difference between a one-shot or two-shot versus cyclic, which I know you understand.
Well, the only problem is, and I kept trying to find a way. I don't know what the obstacle for the weapons are. What the obstacle for
I'll find
are.
One. So, okay. I mean, and again, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If your obstacle is anti-aircraft guns or anti-aircraft missile battery or anti-aircraft weapons.
I didn't think the Kern had any weapons at this point. I knew they were being trained.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had any weapons, which is why...
They made it legal.
Yeah.
Several.
They can buy small arms and register them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can legally bring in small arms and distribute them to your heart's content.
Small arms.
Small arm, for our purposes, would be a handgun, any type of a handgun.
Chemical weapons.
No chemical weapons. No NBC.
Thermonuclear devices.
That's right.
Well, Kern are like 9 feet tall, so.
Shotguns would be considered a small arm.
Slingshots.
Slingshots, pea shooters, potato guns, anything that's like a...
snaps.
A single shot rifle.
Okay.
All right. But anything that has an automatic fire or a cyclic fire rate.
Automatic weapons on RPGs.
Well, there's squad weapons.
Squad weapons, yeah.
I mean, there's like a block. I mean, like squad support weapons. That's what we want to bring in. We want to bring in.
That's what I want.
Yeah, you're talking either like an M50 or
not just
an M2.
Not just automatic weapons. We want like laser cannons. And,
which would be more like an M2.
Yeah.
Sharks with laser beams.
Laser beams.
I want Balin with frickin' laser beams on their head. Mookity. I want Navin.
Mookity.
Okay, so what's the obstacle?
I have no idea.
What's the OB?
The first thing I know is the first thing I was going to do was contact a seller, which I worked up was to be an OB 6.
So you can come right to your building scene, I take it?
Yeah. So you can do these linked?
Yeah.
I'm just asking, I mean, as opposed to just making a resources roll to buy the stuff on the black market, you want to find a guy specifically to provide them. And then,
I don't. Here's the thing for the kind of weapons that you're talking about, squad assault weapons, that kind of thing. I think you can. If you turn to page 516,
really? Derricon Empire is bringing in a whole bunch of new ships. Maybe your guy is of the Derricon Empire.
Might be
516. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 516. Anything on page 516, which says close combat weapons, is available to them now without question. Anything further on is what you would be looking at. Mortars,
and
packs, heavy lasers, fusers. If you want to turn there, you can see that.
Jack laser, assault laser.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Well, I was looking. Page? I was looking through them.
517.
The ones with strength minimums of 6, 7,
do you
yeah.
Need page? Jason, do you need
no, go ahead.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, you're looking at heavy laser, fusors, effectors.
Stuff that can take
ships. Now, see, you're looking at, once you get down to vehicular weapons, then you're talking a different level.
Yeah, they have to be mounted at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, howitzers, missiles, batteries.
517, 516, 517.
Here's what we do.
Ooh, rocks. There's rocks in here.
We get Jason to hack their software and turn all the mining gear into weapons. Big giant drills.
Well, whipping. Yeah. The only way to do that would be having to start drilling anything with human DNA. I don't want to be around that.
Scram launchers.
I don't know. Seems like that's a lot of machinery.
And it's free.
AI software.
And it's free.
Yeah, I think. What's
wow.
We're talking squad support weapons, right?
We're now we chose low index, right?
Are we low index? I think we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not high. So I can't have a high effector
or whatever the hell that is.
The Kern's sword is a better weapon than the mortar, by the way.
Oh, I wasn't going to get a mortar.
Well, they've got Kern swords anyway, don't they?
Yeah, they got Kern swords. Yeah,
we're talking, like, projectile weapons.
Yeah.
I mean,
heavy assault rocket. Heavy assault gun.
Ukla has a Kern sword.
I can see that he would.
Why wouldn't he?
Did you pay for it?
Because he's a Mukadish.
Yeah, but he's not a Kern.
No, I didn't pay for it. I think he did, though.
Yeah. Get explosives.
Guns. Where do we
guns. Bring out your guns.
Okay, so what's the obstacle?
Okay, so, well, that's the thing. What does he want?
Cannons.
We're not talking vehicular weapons, I don't think.
Yeah, if you're talking vehicular weapons, then...
No, we're not talking vehicular weapons.
So we're talking squad weapons that are lower.
All right, if you're talking heavy assault guns...
Nice.
Heavy lasers...
Nice.
Heavy assault gun, let's work with that.
Nice.
Heavy assault gun, okay.
Bunches of them, crates of them.
They're considered heavy, they're heater, they're long range, and they're wave. Heavy lasers. Let's get some of those on the black market.
Okay.
Weapons that emit radiation.
Awesome.
You said they're heavy and they're heaters?
Yeah.
Okay. That's heavy heaters. Heavy means require a certain power exponent listed parenthetically with each weapon to fire accurately. And heater says when the ammo check is failed, the weapon overheats.
Excuse me. So when it says heavy as an 8, you have to have a strength of 8 in order to wield those?
You need a power exponent of 8.
Power exponent of 8. Well, what's a Kern usually have?
A Kern?
Yeah.
I think average is like a 6.
Look, five or six. Can you look them up?
I think average is a 4, isn't it?
Well, not go with the heavy assault for Kern.
Kern. Yeah, Kern. I mean, if you look in the back, yeah, Kern.
It's a plus 2 obstacle.
It might be a 4. It might be a 4.
It's a plus 2 obstacle if you don't have the listed.
Five.
Speed, power 6, power, Kern.
Let's go with heavy assault gun.
Yeah, I think the average is going to be like a 6 for a Kern.
It's heavy, but it's 4.
If you look under the attributes, there's a like standard exponent for each type of, you know.
It's under the Kern in the Kern section.
No, I think it's... Is it? I thought it was under exponents.
No, it's under the beginning. It's with the Kern section.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How much do you want to buy?
Like 4 is average for humans, 6 is average for Kern.
As much as I can. But the problem is, I had no idea what the ob was in order for me to figure that out.
All right, if you want to buy...
They max at 7, so they can't wield.
Okay, couldn't wield. Okay, so we'll go with the heavy assault gun, the one at the top there.
Okay. Massive stature.
Oh, now, wait a second, which one are you talking about? The heavy laser?
No, we're going to go with the heavy assault gun.
I know, but what was the other one he was looking
heavy at? Heavy assault laser, which is like
heavy laser.
8.
Yeah, but see, that's a mounted thing.
Is it mounted?
Well, I mean, it's on a tripod. It's like an M2.
Yeah, but that's hard to fight with when you're running around.
No.
Well, yeah, you don't carry it. It's mounted.
The mounted ones are vehicular weapons.
Well, I understand that they're vehicular, but don't you see on the heavy laser that it's sitting on a tripod?
Yeah, but
it's like an M2. I mean, you can carry around an M2, but you don't shoot it while you're carrying it.
Well, I think that's why it's heavy 8, though.
Okay.
Because I mean, it says you have to have an 8 power to use it effectively. And, like, none of the vehicular weapons are heavy, because they're all mounted.
It is a vehicular scale, though.
Mm-hmm.
The heavy laser is.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you can use a vehicular weapon against humans, too, against people.
All right. Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the actual scale of the weapon.
Right.
It is vehicular.
It does 5 damage to a vehicle, or cuts through and does a mortal wound to a human. Right.
Obstacle for getting these weapons down.
Uh-huh.
And how many do you want to get down? I mean, do you want to arm all of them with one?
Do we have any Kerner here?
Well, that's what I don't know. I don't know.
How many Kerner here?
Honestly, I would like to arm as many as I could, but there's a balance I have to...
How many... Let's say that there's 25... No, let's say there's 15 Kern per crawler.
How many crawlers are we getting?
25 crawlers on each side of the planet, so a total of 50.
Let's say you've got at least 100. Like two, yeah. Two of these things.
So let's
two
say
or three of them for each, like
for each group.
For each yeah. group, yeah. I mean, I would think you would want not everybody to have one, but you would want to have at least like 20% of them armed with it. You know, two or three, like, and then work your way down from that. But they don't need big guns. But
50, say 100. Let's start with 100. See where we're at with that.
100, and you want mortars?
No, we're stick with the guns.
Okay.
No, we don't want to shoot down ships. They're our friends.
Okay. Let's say you want 100. Op 7.
Okay.
There we go. 590. Standing the beast.
Huh?
I can help you.
Power.
Now, you've bought them. Then what do you want to do? You want to get it to them?
Smuggle to them.
All right. Then that's going to be
there. That's the next one. Yeah.
Okay. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
I would think the 6 or 7 for the turn. Probably six.
You don't want help?
Because it goes to the
thing. I'm trying to know.
You win 4. Mm-hmm. So you have a crit of a 7.
I got 12 on a 7.
You don't want any help with that.
Which is strange, isn't it? That's a 18.
Yeah.
No.
And I have bargaining.
12 on a 7?
Yeah, he doesn't want any help with this. He's on the long zone.
And I'm lost.
I'm 12 versus 7.
Him and Dennis.
What do you need?
God.
Oh, you got 2, 4, 6, 7.
8.
There's another one.
Behind the mirror.
There. 8.
Behind the mirror.
Cool.
All right, you got him.
He didn't even want to haggle.
Didn't need to haggle.
Know how about haggling.
Could have. Bargaining?
Bargaining?
Could have done bargaining.
So who'd you buy him from? I mean, he just bought him. Now, how's he smuggling them in?
No, see, that's the next.
See, step. The thing is, you can where we are right now. I can buy these in the black market, and there's no penalty
because of the phase we're in right now. Now, as things get screwed up, it gets much more difficult for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and you got them.
I got them. Now I got to smuggle them.
Got to get them to the curb. Yeah.
Got to skull
Zhao.
Zhao busy.
What are Zhao doing?
He's getting some back channel.
Oh, he's talking to Lawson. Scheming.
Smuggling. Where'd smuggling go?
Scheming.
Scheming. 242.
Those oratory tests in my doing.
Smuggling is used to build operations designed to bypass the security skill and security systems technology. It can be used to build secret compartments and vehicles and use living creatures as mules in order to slip regulated or quarantine items onto the planet. And the game used a smuggling skill and versus test against security. So wherever the security is, I'll use my smuggling.
No, it was 7 versus 7.
No, it was yeah,
security
it was
or observation routine. Routine. Personnel on board.
Okay.
Or onboard inspections.
But what about his point?
I believe it doesn't matter. If you have an unopposed test,
I will give it a before, but you get plus one to die.
For what?
Because of what he does.
No, I mean, what's he doing?
Smuggling in.
Smuggling.
I got a 4 for smuggling.
Can you give me one?
Okay.
But he's also got to go through security.
Not necessarily if he's smuggling it in. He's just smuggling in.
Right, he's going to take a ship straight to the planet without going through security?
Not necessarily. He's smuggling in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's not smuggling in people.
Right, but we have quarantine on the space station.
Right, I agree.
So anything that comes in has to go through quarantine. Right.
Yeah, but the quarantine level isn't that high.
It is.
And
it's the second to highest.
But that's what my smuggling is going against.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you're not bringing it straight on, though. There is
an obstacle
of taking it.
Yeah, there's
story.
An obstacle. That's what the obstacle he just set for.
That's what the obstacle is. It's a 4.
And I will...
Four. Busted.
Fork in criminal wise.
Actually, we can't get busted.
He can get busted.
I get busted.
Okay. All right. If you fail.
I fail.
That's good.
You okay, buddy?
Man.
Good grief.
Jason's been eating a tiger. If you fail by one, You don't get caught, but half of them are damaged.
Okay.
Beyond repair.
Or they're just, they find half of them.
No. They're damaged.
They're damaged? Okay.
If you fail by two or more, they find them. Okay. No, if you fail by two, they find them. If you fail by three, they find them and know who they're going to.
And who they're coming from.
And they catch you with hands in the crate. So one, they're damaged.
One, they're half damaged. Half of them are damaged. Beyond repair. Essentially, you can't.
But he still gets them.
But he still gets into the planet. But only half of them.
So on a one, he has to destroy half of them to get the other half to the planet. On a two, he has to destroy all of them.
He has to eject them or something. Yeah. To
on a three, he's caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Fate, I will burn a fate.
I hope those cookies are worth it.
For those playing the home game, what's the success?
Yeah, what's the... A four?
He needs a four.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
So right now, he's lost them all. But he didn't get caught.
Didn't get caught.
Are your hands cold? Why keep blowing your dice? What's up?
I like my dice.
Call Zhao. He can help. Oh, damn.
Goodbye.
Gone.
Now, does that... So, what does that do to his resources?
Resources test is done.
But this he's smuggling them in.
No, this is a skills test.
Right. Well, here's my question. He loses all the guns.
Yeah.
Why can't he just bring more in? What's the downside to him losing the guns if they don't know who it's going
because
to
be? Because now it's going to be harder to bring in guns. And he's probably his supply be more expensive.
He bought up the cheap ones.
Yeah.
He bought up the Chinese.
He got the ones, yeah. He got the Chinese-made AK-47s rather than the real good Russian ones.
Okay, so he lost all these, but they don't know he was bringing them in.
Exactly.
They just found
But now they know
that someone was
that someone is smuggling in heavy squad
I just
weapons.
Made the lie true.
Yeah. So now if he tries to do it again, which I'll let him try to do it again,
yeah.
The odd goes from four to a six.
I would be asking for help at that point.
Yeah.
I don't deal with smugglers.
I'm kind of rough.
And you think he's going to help? I mean,
I have a nice empty cell for that.
All it takes is 500 community hours.
Okay, so.
Is that about it?
Well, Jason did all your stuff?
Well, I got the interstitial I'll go ahead and do. I'll get a hold of Doug and Joe, or do I just do one?
As many as you want.
Yeah,
you can bring them both in and just talk to them.
All right. I was planning on, when I hack into the system, first finding out who Vox's opponent is, getting the information on him. Second of all, I was going to use going to digging up some dirt on Lawson with the other council members, getting that dirt there. And my third use was going to relate Vox's opponent, the dirt on the other council members, to push the council members away from Lawson to support Vox. From what I was going to do when I hack into the system.
Or support Vox or Nicholas?
Support Vox against the Nicholas.
His opponent.
Or Vox's opponent.
Right.
Okay. So.
So you're telling him that? Is that?
But yeah, because he's the one paying for me to do this.
So what'd you give it to us one by one?
Okay. Number one, I find out information on your opponent.
Okay. What's his name?
That's when I actually go into the building scene. This is just an interstitial. I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay. He's telling us what he's going to do.
I'm going to dig up dirt on Lawson that affects the other council members. That's my second one.
Dig it up or?
Find out.
Plant it.
Either one that they
want
to dig.
Let's look for the truth first. Then if he doesn't find the truth.
Well, what's the truth?
I guess that would be in the building scene.
No, you're just telling this is what you want to do.
Yeah. And then my third one was to take that... leverage that against the other councilmen's from Lawson's point of view to push the council members to support Vox.
Right.
That way there's an inner struggle also against Lawson, and as we can use that leverage for Vox.
Sounds good to me.
Does that do what I need to do for you?
Yes.
Any other things you want, Joe?
Bust your boss out for staying loyal to Lawson.
Not staying loyal.
I don't know.
Both sides against the middle, babe. You don't know that.
And here's the other question. If something does go wrong, who do you want me to make it look like it blames?
Was it good?
I love the show. No, it's horrible.
If something goes wrong, who do you want me to blame?
I love the show, and I
support it. I love the show, too. Did you see the finale?
Oh, yeah.
Deborah Nagumi.
Already figured it out.
Yeah.
If it goes south, if the whole damn thing goes pear-shaped, the whole shooting match, blame it on Deborah.
Whoops.
My wife's still awake up there? Did you get the rabbit out?
Okay.
That's not a euphemism. They have a rabbit.
It's an 11-pound rabbit.
Yeah, it's actually sitting up in a smoking jacket with a pipe.
The rabbit's so crazy.
Fargo.
And he's not a magician.
Surrounded by...
It just has a pepper rabbit.
Okay, so what do we have left? You have any
I've got a color scene.
You're done.
We have a conflict.
I got my building.
We have a conflict scene?
You can't. He let that be his.
Yeah, you don't have to use a conflict, but you can have a conflict if you
want. I thought that would have been ours, but...
Well, I got my building scene. That might turn into a conflict.
So we got a building scene, and then we're at the end of the maneuver. Mm-hmm.
So we'll finish the maneuver early next week, and then we'll get the plan the next
week. Well, here's the question. I know we've only got a few minutes left, but is your building scene something we can, this is what I want to accomplish, and let's make some rolls, bang, 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 give Todd time to think about it, so we can finish the maneuver tonight and move this along a little bit. I mean, I don't mind staying a little bit later if we can finish the maneuver, mm-hmm. because if we wait a week and then come back in and do it, I think you're the only one left with your building scene.
No, but, I mean, if they're have any other ideas, because
you all talked about the interstitial, right. Basically talking about what I want to do with my building scene, let's just do the building scene.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
I mean, this is...
Okay. What do you want? Yeah, I missed part of that. What do you want
to
do?
He wants to find info on Vox's opponent. He wants to dig up dirt on Lawson that affects his of the council members, and he wants to use that info to force support of the council of Vox.
All right, what's the first one you want to do?
Find out the background information on Vox's opponent, who he is.
What do you want that information to be?
Yeah, what do you want it to be?
Any dirt that relates to Lawson.
What do you want the dirt to be?
He's a thug.
He's a thug, yeah.
In the company's pocket. He's a yes man for the company, and everybody's heard his support. He's getting kicked backs for the machines being put into place.
He's a drug dealer.
He's prone to...
See, that's he's dealing in stems.
He's prone to using hookers for...
Yeah. No, yeah. Optics. He is... There's a drug that Kerner addicted to, and he is...
It's milk.
Sour milk.
Blue milk.
Sour milk.
Sour milk.
No, sour milk.
Wouldn't you say go higher than just saying he's a yes man and he's a little...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, you can make it be whatever you want to, but I mean...
I forgot about that.
Alienation?
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
So what do you want?
I want him to have some sort of chemical dependency that we can use to our advantage to get him to, A, drop out of the race.
Okay.
Or if he's got any sort of, like, gambling habits or something to that
effect. What do you want? Do you want him to have both? Do you want him to have one? Do you want him to have a penchant for little boys?
Both.
What do you want? I mean,
he said both. Both.
Okay.
He likes to smoke.
All right. Let me ask you this. How are you going to find it out?
I mean...
He's addicted to tobacco.
But, I mean, a hack is... That's different kind of information. You see what I mean? I mean, if you want to find out my social security number, you hack into me. Planted. But if you want to find out whether or not I beat my wife, that's not going to be written down necessarily.
Plant it.
Well, he could hack into the webcam in the guy's room. He hacks into his computer and gets access to the webcam.
You can use circles for who you work for.
I'll do the circles. So it's my circles of two.
Reputation.
With the family. And since my reputation is the image maker... Find out what's his fault.
You want corroborative evidence of being drug dealer. Fine. Let's call that. I'll call that an op three.
So, and you can use persona.
Yeah, how much have you got right now?
Four.
What's your reputation in the family?
I've got the reputation as one as the image maker.
Is that the only? What do you have? So, any reputation or affiliations?
Well, the affiliation is with the family.
Okay.
So,
that's one.
And then I have a reputation as the image maker, which is one.
Correct. Total of two. And your circles is two?
Two.
Okay. I'll make it, what did I say, an ob three? I'll make it an ob two.
Can you use persona and...
Absolutely.
I'll go ahead and throw one persona in.
You have persona? Where'd you get persona? I have a persona.
I burned through all mine.
And let's see, circles.
Should have taken scheming.
Ow.
Oh!
I got one.
No sixes.
So what's it get?
He's a church-going... he's a church-going Kern who loves his wife.
No, he's still... Can we all the evidence that you find that implicates him, okay?
Can't be corroborated.
Can't be corroborated. And any evidence that you use, unless you start faking things, directly influences him. In other words, it implicates him, too. Okay.
Hey, now.
Yeah, he's smuggling the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh. He's your mule on the planet.
Yeah.
Can we name the opponent?
No, that's, not yet.
Yeah. It's true. It's all true, but you're involved.
Okay, so Vox's opponent.
Well, he likes the ladies.
And so, yeah, I mean, you it's true, but the boss is the one
supporting the bill. Providing the goods.
Okay.
And then now I want to dig up dirt on using the hacking to find out if any Lawson's bribing any of the other council members.
How about he is bribing the other council members?
Yeah, you tell me what you want it to be.
Okay, bribing the other council.
Well, and who the members are, and yeah.
Okay. Nice.
So you hack into his computer and you find all the dirt he has on all the other council members that he's been using to blackmail them into getting the job he has now.
Okay. Right. I'll call it. Nice. What are you going to use? How are you going to do it?
Security and rigging?
Yeah, but how are you going to do it?
He's going to sit there at his desk.
He sends him an email that says, I love you. It's an I love you card. And he opens up the card. It infects his terminal with malware that allows him to hack in through the back door and gain access to the file.
Get into his back door.
I'm going to
use... But if he gets so many successes, can he get evidence of the Valen that he's getting money from a weird source or something?
Well, I tell you what.
I will use...
What skill are you going to use?
I'm going to use the security rigging.
Okay.
I want to use... Nicholas's...
My next character, I'm going to give him bullshit-wise.
Nicholas's knowledge of the computer background of Prime, of what should actually be the functions of...
Tell you what, I'll let you use Nicholas's knowledge, and it'll give you a +1 die. It'll be an AVA 4. If you succeed, then you find that information. Okay? How many dice you roll?
Right now, it'll be 7.
Okay. If you get 6 successes, you find a trail of money that leads to a known Valen source.
Nice. How many you got?
7?
7.
I'm telling you guys kissing already. Alright. And at this point in time, I'll just roll what I got.
So I need odd 4.
Odd 4.
Oh, he's got 2 sixes! He's got 4 and 2 sixes! Burn the fate, baby!
Burn the fate.
Yeah! Nice.
He's just going to pee himself.
I am. I'm going to pee myself. That's fine. Damn. So you get the info, but not
the link.
You
get the info. Yeah. So you see where he's been paying people off.
Nice. That's still good.
And what's the third one?
I was going to use the bribing information to help support Vox's cause against with the council.
No, all you got to do is just give him the information. I mean, there's no role for that. All you got to do is just transport the information over to him.
I want to actually use the forgery skill with the security to make sure that this guy, it looks like he's being paid off instead of Roy, so it doesn't implicate Roy. That's my third one.
Wow. Okay.
What guy?
The Vox is a
drug dealer.
The drug dealer is getting money from Lawson rather than...
So you're forging and...
Sounds he's going to get a raise.
Oh, he's done.
Okay.
Hey, he's playing his belief.
I know.
The family comes first. You're in the family? I am the family.
He's the family, and I'm just...
Because that's a dual... I'd say it's an ob 5. I'll give you +1 die.
For the link?
Yeah.
For linking into it?
Yeah. Yeah, ob 5 +1 die.
So, I just need...
And...
Security rigging. Or is it security rigging that allows me to hack it, or is it security? Just to make sure.
And so you're putting in forgery and... Yeah. Wise?
Well, I can throw in criminal wise. Because I know he's a good man. And
lost well, and, but they're taking, and they're taking bribes, so.
There's a crime happening somewhere.
Criminal-wise. I think, is that more for, well, that's
criminal-wise, if a crime's being committed.
Well, that'd be crime-wise. Criminal-wise would be who's committing the crime. But that still fits, I think, because this guy is a criminal. I mean, he's already a criminal. They're just trying to...
An act can be criminal.
Okay.
So I'm using forgery. What's your security?
No.
Yeah.
And your, what's your forgery skill? Five.
Which makes it a crime.
It's a criminal act.
Whatever. Bullshit-wise, that's what I think. You can bleep that.
You know what? You're the only one that gets bleeped.
No, Joe's getting bleeped a whole lot tonight.
Didn't you get bleeped earlier? No, Joe got bleeped too.
Did he?
Yeah, they don't call Jeff bums for nothing.
Don't you get a plus one from your previous hack?
I gave him
because he left the back door in?
I gave him one.
No, not from the link test, from 5 games ago when he hacked in the system and left the back door in it.
Ooh. Okay. Or do they shut it down?
Now, real quick, question. I did get busted.
Yeah.
You're the one that threw me under the bus.
The hours. But good wait a minute. But the back door's still there.
We don't know if the back door's still there.
Remember, Naomi.
No, but nobody ever shut it down.
Okay.
Right. The back door never came in, did it?
Yeah. Well, Naomi is the only one.
Actually, I think the back door's still there because I left the security guy monitoring it to tell me when he hacks in again.
Okay.
Oh. Back door's still there, so I'll give you plus one for that.
Captain!
Now.
He's going back in.
He's acting right now.
I know. I'm standing here watching you. This call never happened.
If you fail, okay, if you succeed, you do what you want to do. All right. If you fail, Lawson knows.
Bum, bum, bum. The money. It's like there's a big red arrow that points right at him.
Always comes back.
Actually, if you fail, they learn about the smuggling.
So I got
not related.
Five for the forgery. One for security.
Separate sections two in the organization.
Bonus. Two for the bonus. And you said what do I need?
Five.
Ooh.
Six, seven, eight. Eight versus five. I'll go
ahead. Cool.
I'll go ahead and use 2%.
Wow.
So what's that, a 4 and a 5? No. Because the persona don't count.
He gets.
And the bonus die don't count.
I think the persona do count.
No, the persona do not count.
They count for the test because they reduce the test.
No,
they don't reduce
the test. It's specifically this in the book.
Yeah, the persona do not count. Yeah.
So this is the
six
dice versus
shot down.
Cool.
You count your base, your fork, and your wise.
No,
that's
five. The ob is five.
In your own game.
So it'd be a 6 versus 5. Yeah.
You're supposed to know this.
So that's a difficult. Challenging is equal or
better. One day I'll read this book.
One day I'll
You're the one that keeps calling me the expert because I played one game at Jenny.
With loose train.
That makes me an expert, dude.
That's one game
you are. Us. You are.
Yeah. Weak.
All right, so I need five, right?
Come on, big money.
One, there. Two, three, four, five, six, there. Seven.
Sweet.
Right. So Ava is not implicated, dang. But instead,
Lawson is
tied back to Lawson.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay, future color scene. Go see Steve.
All right. Is that it? Anybody else want to do anything?
So I think we're all right.
I think we're pretty good, really.
So we don't have to have a conflict, or just one of us? No, yeah. You don't have to have a conflict at all. I mean, you can.
No, I'm just asking. We only have to do 3 of the 4 scenes.
You don't have to do them. You're allotted. You don't have to do any of them.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're allotted 3 scenes.
Right.
A color, an interstitial, and a building. Do you want to do a color?
No, I've already done the color. I've already done the interstitial, and that was my building. I was just making sure I didn't have to do the conflict. Hmm.
Collectively, we have one conflict.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Up to two. I think we have two.
No, we have one. He has one.
So there are going to be two.
Okay, so do we want to keep discussing that, or we want to make our roll?
Unless we want to take the information we've learned and go intimidate.
Oh, we going to make
the
maneuver roll now?
Actually, it was the point.
I'm going to do a color scene.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm going to do a color scene.
Go ahead.
All right.
Just a quick one. Scene on Harbinger. It's quitting time. The whistle goes off. Draw a little current coming out of another.
their mining machinery and their, you know, the portal launch pails, and they're wiping the brow, they're tired, they're walking by, and as they pass, these big, strong, strapping currents are walking, you know, in mobs, they can't wait to get off, they're walking by, and in the middle of the crowd, as they get on their ships to deport to whatever station they're going to go have a beer at, you see a very small Vox Jenkins passing out campaign posters and shaking hands.
Buttons.
And pinning buttons on them.
Kissing babies.
And just talking to them.
How's your family? Oh, hey, Jim. How's the new job? Enjoying those contracts I got you? 20 years is a long time. Vote for Vox.
Just me by myself. Or just Vox by himself. And scene.
Scene.
Vox Jenkins campaign, take two.
Take two.
You load 16 tons. One. Now take older and deeper in debt. Vox Jenkins, don't you?
Okay, I don't think I was here for the last time we did the wrapping up of the scene.
Well, now we make a roll. I can't remember. What did you guys
take action?
Okay.
We were taking action to get the Kern on our side.
I think it was mine.
Yeah, it was the F-O-N.
You're the main.
I'm the figuring out, I think. I think I was made the figure.
We're screwed.
No. Take action against the merchants to take Harbinger's Rock.
How many people
helped
you in any hands during maneuver?
Everybody helped except you and him. Well,
yeah. When we made the resource test, I specifically made sure everybody gave him dice.
Oh, he was the main roller on that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then, okay, great.
The lawyer.
I thought about this
on behalf of the Kern.
Good thinking.
I don't think Jason.
I was still in jail.
Yeah, I don't think Jason ever helped. I think, does he have to be in a scene with me to help me, or does he just have to?
He has to give you a helping die, or give you a link test.
A player may only help another player in the test for the maneuver if he has given that player a helping die, a link test die, or a connection during the preceding scenes of the maneuver.
Okay. Yeah. See, Jason didn't interact with me at all. I don't think. I mean, he helped Joe when I helped Joe.
My action and your action are independent of one another. I took an assess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We took action. What do I roll? And I'm using what?
We did take action.
Yeah, but what skill do I roll?
What page is that one?
Do you get a test first?
425. Roll? Excuse me?
You get a test for maneuver roll?
No.
Rhetoric, persuasion, smuggling, investigative logic, journalism, counterfeiting, forgery.
Rhetoric would be you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, rhetoric, probably five.
Yeah, because you've got it. You had higher than...
I think my rhetoric is a five.
Yeah.
If you have up the website, the Obsidian Portal website...
No.
Pull it up real quick. Yeah, pull it up and tell me what my rhetoric is.
All right, so we're taking action. What were you doing, Todd?
I was doing assess.
Independent actions.
Yeah.
All right, so I get one from Roy, one from Doug.
What can I?
I'm going to die.
Do I have to tell you how we're helping or just help?
Well, my rhetoric is... I mean, if I have to do five, that's my thought. Thank you. If I have to state what it is, my rhetoric is basically standing up on a pulpit and speaking to the Kern with, on behalf of my good friend Vox Jenkins, candidate for a number one boss Kern job.
Yes, you're number one, a guy.
All right.
You got all your helping die?
I have all my dice, I think.
You should have eight, right?
Do I get to fork or help or anything like that?
You can fork, I think. There's some things you can fork.
Into the maneuver roll?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a skill test.
Which one do you take action?
Yeah, maybe you do.
I'll use rhetoric and I'll fork in psychology.
No, there's very unique things that you can fork in.
Oh, what can I fork in?
Hold on, I'm getting to that.
What page are you?
425.
Forks may be used in maneuvers, but only if they come from the listed skills for the maneuver this phase, or if they are wise.
So you've got rhetoric, suasion, smuggling, investigative logic, journalism, counterfeiting, or forgery.
I don't have any of those.
Or wises that were approved by the GM.
So what wises do you have?
What wises?
What
wises do I have?
Oh.
I think I've got Valen wise. Foundation-wise.
Circle 10,000-wise, psychologist-wise, foundation-wise, Valen creation-wise.
Valen creation-wise.
How's that work in rhetoric?
Kern. I know how Kern thinks.
What does that have to do with Valen?
Valen creation-wise.
Oh, Valen creation-wise.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah, I thought it was just Valen-wise. Okay.
No, it's Valen creation-wise.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Why do you know about how to create Valen? I'm on to your trick. Go high.
So he doesn't need to be research.
Hold on.
No, this is straight against the disposition. Hold on.
Got assistance.
So how do you know what points go?
So how many you got?
His goes straight against disposition. And we're not defending, so his goes straight against our disposition.
Yeah.
What do you got? How many points do we have?
I got 9, 4, 2, 3, 4, 26. 5, 6, 7, 8.
But,
I got 8.
After this, when we gain a faction, we gain.
Ready?
Yeah. Roll!
2 more points.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Damn, I only got 3.
Mm.
The only one that helped was this one. But I do have. I got a Burn of Fate.
Bless you.
How many you got?
5.
Ooh.
Burn of Fate on these?
Skill test, right?
Yeah, why not?
Mm, okay.
Damn.
Why not? I'll do it too. 6.
Roll it again.
3. So,
the
6.
The Valen are coming, hooray. Haha, the Valen are coming. Okay.
Alright, so that reduces you to 23 and us to 13. But since we have now gained the current on our side, we gain. What did I say? Plus 2?
I think so.
We gain plus 2 to the space.
Wow. That was record timing, I think. We finished the.
It was in three.
The first one took us 5. First maneuver took us 5 episodes.
I bet you the next one will take us 2. Because now it's getting down to the nitty gritty.
Well,
there was some pretty good advice on our in our forum section at RPG Crosstalk,
which I need to read. Please don't tell me because I want to read all that.
No, I can't just give it to you a quick blow right now. It's.
Now, the fellow who asked us the first question.
Dan?
Is that his name?
I think it was Dan.
Because I did this at work. Thank goodness no one at work will listen to this. But I did this at work, so if I seem abbreviated, that was why. So I need to actually pour through that when I get home.
Sean Hayworth, he posted.
Was he our first post?
I don't think he was our first.
No. Yeah. That didn't sound right.
But no, he is the one. Dan is the one who first was chatting at.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. But
appreciate it,
Sean was the one that sent us the articles I'm talking about. Getting past the first turn and play faster.
That's the article, or is that his advice?
Yes!
Play faster.
Getting past the first turn is on the Burning Empires wiki, and play faster is Burning Wheel forum post.
I think we'll do this in a much more abbreviated tone, just because we're getting used to it. I mean, I'd like to see us get through a maneuver in the night, which I think we can do.
Damn, that's a lot of movement.
Not really. I mean, if people just say, this is what I want to accomplish.
This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I mean, because we've got a lot of, not dead time in between, not silence, but we got a lot of downtime in between them. Oh, okay.
And that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I think the building scenes are hardest for me, getting from point A to point B.
Just think of
it. Like, I'll usually have a general idea of what I want to do, but I don't have the specifics on how to make the rules.
Think about what you want, and then we can all figure it out. You know, we'll figure out the fun way to do it, too.
Yeah, so next game...
Not Roy's way, because Roy's way is wrong.
Apparently my way's already wrong.
That's fine.
We need to warn Arthur.
Okay.
Or the next game, I guess. It's a little late to be doing it now.
Yeah.
And it might help if we get a chance, and I'll try to do this too, go back and listen to at least this maneuver so you know what your beliefs were.
I'll have this ready for you by then.
No, but it, well, if we can
get... I remember this past, I mean, I'll remember this game, but it's the other two.
Yeah, two or three games ago, it's getting to a point where, because I know I've played and changed beliefs probably twice. But if you say, well, argue it to me or tell me, all right, hell, it was three, you know, it was a month ago. What do you want from me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm an old man.
Well, I got notes on every scene, so we can go back and go through the notebook. I guess, are we going to pick a maneuver and then do our beliefs?
Well, I think we need to finish our beliefs. I think next game we need to go through our beliefs and do Art Awards. And then we need to do our next maneuver. See, next
See,
game
I
maybe
do beliefs after we know what our maneuver's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's when you're going to do it. We'll pick
no, no, no. We need to go through an award order.
Right.
Then do our maneuver. Right. Then change your beliefs. Yes.
That's what he said.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When I say do beliefs, I mean...
And like I said, you can... If you want to change your belief, as long as it doesn't affect what you're in the middle of, I don't have a problem with that. And as long as... I mean, even if we're in the middle of it and you can really make a... logical argument why you should, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so see you guys next week.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an Actual Play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.